先用中文的宣读 ，we will declare in Chinese first, 14 and 15, and then we'll declare in Chinese, English 14. Then we'll sing. Okay.
Amen.
So we'll declare in Chinese first, and then English, and then we'll sing.
Amen. 我这基督充满万有，怎能肃静缩节？他是首先，他是末后，他是一切一切。我既得到这样至宝，我心怎不欢呼？欢呼基督给我得到，何等一位基督！
弟兄姊妹，
Praise the Lord, we're here again.
赞美主，我们又聚在一起。
David has to take a rest, so here I am.
啊，王弟兄啊，需要休息一下再来啊，所以我在这里。
Say to the Lord, I am here.
我是对主说，主我在这里。
I'm available. Actually, happened to me another time when we went to a church in Taichung to fellowship.And the saints expect David to fellowship something, and then before the meeting, David said, I have to take some rest. So so I have to.
上次我们弟兄姊妹去台湾台中交通，交通要开始的时候呢，王弟兄说他不能交通，所以也是王姊妹交通啊。
But praise the Lord.
赞美主。
The Lord is able. He only need we be available.
神是大能的，他只需要我们能够在。
When we are available, He is able.
我们在，他就能。
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just want to share because I am really I was going to follow David, but so I just want to share about this hymn.
我就是要交通这一首诗歌。
What I enjoy is actually verses 7, 8, 9, and 10 is my enjoyment more so than some of the other verses. When I was maybe different stages of life, there are different experiences of the Lord. That's why what we have is a living hope, that the hope is a living one that actually grow with us.
我想说这个第七节、第九节、第十节，主是我们的盼望。我们在不同的阶段里面，我们对这个诗歌呢有不同的经历和不同的享受。
In the world, hope is something that you before you get it is hope.
在世上我们所盼望的呢是我们呢还没有得到的。
For example, you hope to be promoted. You hope to get a raise. You hope to get married. You hope to buy a house. So those are hopes before you get it.
所以你盼望的时候呢，你可能盼望能够升一级，能够加薪，能够盼望得着这个妻子，得着丈夫啊这些。
Yeah, but then after you have it, there's no more hope.
所以你得到了呢，就不再是盼望了。
So once you receive those what you hope for, there's no more hope. Only usually disappointment or something lack of less than a full satisfaction.
一旦你得着了呢，你可能会失望，你也可能不是完全的满足。
But somehow we receive a living hope.
但是我们所得着的乃是活的盼望。
And Christ in us the hope of glory.
还有就是荣耀的盼望。
And this hope is so wonderful. It's after we receive it, the more we hope, the more hope we have.
是我们得着之后呢，我们有更大的盼望。
And it's a living hope that grows through the years with us.
并且是一个活的盼望，像一个生长，它是会生长的。
At different stages of our life, the Lord is different hope to us.
在我们不同的阶段，我们的人生里面呢，主对我们是不同的盼望。
And after He satisfy us, it's even more hope. It's a living hope.
他满足我们之后呢，他还是我们更大的盼望。
And it's always a hope of glory.
甚至是荣耀的盼望。
So, this song is.It's my aspiration. When I sang it when I was very young, I enjoy all these verses, but I don't have the experience.
这首诗歌是我的期盼啊！我很年轻的时候呢，我就有这样的享受，但是呢，我还没有那样的经历。
But I aspire to have such experience.
我是非常的盼望、期盼有这样的经历。
And through the years, each item become my experience.
这些年来呢，每一项都成为我的经历。
And it's an unending rich supply.
是没有止境的供应。
I look back at my life. I'm 63. I look back at my life. I don't usually look back, first of all. But if when I sing this song and was just thinking, if I were to tell a story, because our life is. We are writing Acts chapter 29 together with the Lord, right? So if I were to write something, because for the past actually 18 months, I wrote a column. I have to answer a question every week, and that's published in the Taiwan Christian Tribune. And the questions are coming from Christians in Christianity or are in the Lord's recovery, just all kinds of questions.So every time when I see those questions, I have to go back to the Lord and ask for His guidance to guide me to write.
So
if I were
我们姊妹讲啊，他现在要每个每一期这个台湾基督徒论坛呢，他有一个问题，那他需要预备来回答，他总是到主那边去问主啊。那这首诗歌呢，在不同的阶段里面呢，他经历了不同的项目。那我们都是在人生的经历里面呢，在记载我们人生的所有的事实经历。
And sometimes I get questions that people ask me to give example that how you experience the Lord. And so I want to share that I really thank the Lord and I look forward to experience Him more the rest of my life. So I can really share more even my experience that He's my Savior, my Shepherd, Lord, and my Counselor, my Father God, and my Brother, my Friend, and my Love.
很多地方他都问我要我讲我对主的经历那我这也是我的祷告，在我能够对这首诗歌里面呢，每一项讲到主是我们的牧人、测试、元首、我兄、我父、我神、我主，所有这些项目呢，我都能够有更多的经历，让我可以跟弟兄姊妹有分享。
And I have to say it's so sweet when I see every one of these items, Savior.
这每一项呢，我读到的时候呢，对我都是非常甜美，这都是主给我能够经历的。
And it's not just objective, but very subjective to me.
并且不是客观的，乃是非常主观的。
Savior.
救主。
Shepherd.
我的牧人。
Lord.
是我的主。
Advocate.
我的测试。
Counselor.
是我的你还是测试
Father,
是我父
God,
我神
Brother,
我的兄
Friend,
我友
And love,
我的爱
And above all, I have to say he's my real husband.
在这一切之上他是我真的丈夫。王立兄不在啊。
I thank the Lord give me the best husband in the world for me. Most suitable husband for me.
Amen. 我感谢主他给我最好的丈夫。
I have to say I have a real husband.
我必须说我有一个真的丈夫。
Invisible but omnipresent.
虽然看不见，但是无所不在。
He is my real husband.
他是我真的丈夫。
He's my provision, protection, and pleasure.
他是我的供应，他是我的保护，他是我的娱乐。
喜乐源头。So I just want to give a little example how I experience him as my husband. And it's good that David's not here, so he won't be saddened by it.
我就告诉你一点我的经历，主怎么是我的丈夫。当然王弟兄不在这里，他听了不会
难过，
不高兴。
And then I would like to use that as a Q&A because I really like Q&A because if there's no question, maybe I don't need to share.But if there's question, then I'm more than happy to go before the Lord, seek for His answer, so we can fellowship together. So you may want to, if there's a piece of paper that the sisters can write down, and then we can seek the Lord together.
我们下面的时间呢，我们用这个问答的方式。这样问答的话呢，你可以把你有问题呢写下来，这样我就可以答你的问题。我不必讲我不需要讲的。
But I have to forecast. The answer is usually only one, which is Christ. The answer.
我预先告诉你们，常常是答案只有一个。
But is it how we apply Christ in our daily living?
乃是我们怎么把这一位基督应用在我们每天的生活里。
It's like one of the passage in Exodus.
这像在这个出埃及记里面的一个例子。
I learned it from David.When he read the Bible more finely than I do.
我是从我弟兄呢学来的。他对圣经读的时候呢，读得更仔细。
So when the children of Israel went to a station that the water is bitter.
当以色列人来到一个站口，在那个地方叫做马拉。马拉那个地方的水呢是苦的。
Of course, children of Israel complained again, and Moses then intercede and also pray to Jehovah.
他们又埋怨那。摩西呢就为他们代祷向耶和华祈求。
And we all know the story that Jehovah pointed a tree to Moses.
我们都知道在那一个事例的里面耶和华就让摩西看见一棵树。
Do you remember that story?
你们记不记得那个故事？
So now, did Moses, Moses prayed to the Lord. Actually, this is so wonderful that every time when people complain, Moses did not try to answer it. He just prayed to Jehovah. And then Jehovah point a tree to Moses.
这个摩西很好的就是每次以色列人埋怨的时候呢他就向神祷告他没有自己的回答。
Do you know what else did Jehovah say?
你知不知道耶和华还说了什么
Okay.
So do us leave it.
Okay, that's what we thought.
他讲把这个树丢在水里面。
That's what we assumed.
这是我们的想法，这是我们的假设。
But Jehovah didn't say it.
但是耶和华没有这样讲。
But that's what Moses did.
但是这是摩西所做的。
So Jehovah just pointed a tree.
耶和华。
Then the verse said, Moses then threw the tree into the water, and the water became sweet.
耶和华就指示摩西一棵树，他把树丢在水里。
他把树是 Moses throw the tree。
所以摩西把树丢在水里。
So Moses knew the answer just from Jehovah point a tree. He know the tree is the solution, but Moses know how to apply that solution to the bitter situation. To throw the tree into the situation.And the situation became sweet. So Moses, one that know how to apply what the Lord showed him as a solution, which is Christ. But Moses know how to apply Christ to real situation, and the situation becomes sweet.
这个耶和华只是指示摩西一个树，下面做的是摩西他自己做的。那摩西呢，知道啊，怎么把。神所指示呢应用在他的环境里所以 摩西就把这一棵树呢丢在水里把这个神的指示呢应用在当时以色列人喝了那个苦水怎么解决这个问题这件事上
So in the church life a lot of time we hear the message point to a tree
所以很多时候我们在教会聚会里面呢我们啊听见信息就是有一个指示指那一棵树
So Jehovah heard our situation and he pointed to a tree then we may think what does that have anything to do with me the water is still bitter
我们有了问题这个以色列有了问题水是苦的但是耶和华只是一棵树我们会说我现在这个水是苦的怎么给我一棵树呢
So we cannot make the connection
所以我们不知道怎么把这一个神的指示应用在我们的实际环境的里面。
And we think this is too theoretical. You always talk about high peak truth. God wants to become man so man can be in life and nature and become God. So what does that have anything to do with my job, what my boss want me to do tomorrow?
我们可能以为啊，这个是圣经，我们聚会讲的都是高峰真理，神成为人呐、啊，人成为神呐、啊，这个跟我这个在办公的地方啊，跟老板有什么关系？跟他之间的关系上。
I need a drink, and you point to a tree. What's the problem? What's the, don't you understand? I need to drink water, and why do you point to a tree?
以色列人是需要喝水，喝甜水，但是神为什么只是一棵树呢？不解决这个水的问题呢？
That's right, but Moses know how to apply that solution to the situation.
所以摩西知道怎么把神的指示呢应用在他当时以色列人的环境的里面。
That tree can turn the water into from bitterness to sweetness.
这个树呢能够把以色列人的苦水呢变甜。
So in our natural concept, we will think that these two things have nothing to do with one another. I cry out for sweet water, and you point to a tree. Come on. Is this really applicable? Is this really relevant to my situation? Don't you understand my situation?
在我们的想法，天然的想法里面啊，这个耶和华的指示很像不符实际，不能够应付这个实际的情形。我要的是这个。这个水是苦的，你怎么给我一个东西跟这个水没关系？
So we always think that God doesn't understand.
我们常常以为神不了解我们的问题。
But this morning we see the passage, God told Moses, I saw, I hear, and I know.
这个今天早上的信息里面，圣经里面讲到，耶和华见以色列人的情形，听见他们的苦楚，啊，他也知道他们的情形。
He hears, he knows, he hears, he sees, he's here, he can speak, and he knows.
就他听见，他看见，他知道。
And when he speaks, we need to hearken to his voice.
啊，所以他说话的时候呢，我们应当留心的听。
And don't make assumption that has nothing to do with me.
先不要假设他所讲的跟我没有关系。
If by faith you put that tree into the water will turn into sweet water.
如果你凭信心，啊，把这棵树呢丢在水里，水就变甜了。
So do we have the faith to apply Christ into all our situation?
所以我们有没有信心把基督应用在我们的环境里面？
So now I want to share with you an example of my real husband.
啊，现在我要
present real husband
把我真实的丈夫啊一个事例呢告诉你们。
I am at the director of our university's MBA program in Saudi Arabia.
我在沙地阿罗阿拉伯一个大学里面是那个。
我是香港科技大学的，在沙地阿拉伯的 MBA program 的负责人。
对，好。
So I've been to Saudi Arabia many times.
所以我去过沙特阿拉伯很多次。
My experience how I end up with that mission, but I really take everything from the Lord. So that's probably another time. But one time, last year I need to go. Actually, I went to join David in Israel because he was in Jerusalem for two, three months. So I went to visit him. But at the same time, I led an MBA student on a field trip to Tel Aviv.
就两这个王弟兄在这个以色列去年有两三个月在那里，那我需要去这个沙特阿拉伯，那我后来就到了他那里，然后。
But anyway, so one day I need to go travel from Tel Aviv to Saudi Arabia.
后来有一天他就需要从以色列的塔拉维夫到这个沙特阿拉伯那里去。
But you know these two countries have no relationship.
这两个国家是没有邦交的。
So I have to travel from Tel Aviv to Jordan, from Jordan to Bahrain, and then Bahrain to Saudi Arabia. So four countries in a day.
所以在一天里面呢，他不能够直接去，他需要从以色列到约旦，然后到 Bahrain, 然后到这个沙特阿拉伯。
I never done this before because these are not very friendly countries to one another, and it's Muslim. The three are Muslim country, and I'm Christian, so I'm very concerned about this.
所以我很关心，因为啊，这些都是穆斯林国家。那我是个基督徒，我从这个一个地方到这其他三个都是穆斯林国家，所以我里面呢不很确定。
So I mentioned to a Hebrew professor that I know when I was in Tel Aviv that I'm traveling on such a route, and he said, "Wow, that's very tricky."
所以我问了一个在希伯来人的教授，告诉他我要这样旅行，他说这个路啊有点不大容易。
So that made me even more uncertain about this. So the day before I leave, I called David to pray.
他讲完之后呢，我更不肯定了。所以在我马上出门之前，出门的时候我就打电话给王弟兄，跟他一同祷告。
So I want to pray with him, so about this journey.
我要跟他一同为这次的行程祷告。
So as soon as he answered the phone, he heard my voice. He was very happy.
他一听到我的电话我的声音，他就非常高兴。
But what he said after that made me very unhappy.
但他一开口讲话，我就很不高兴了。
Because he said, "Oh, you have already arrived."
他说，哎，你已经到了。
But I haven't departed.
其实他还没有出发。
So basically, that showed me he's not tracking my schedule at all.
所以啊，他也没有留心我的行程。
This is not on his mind.
所以他心上没有这件事情。
Even I have told him several times I'm very nervous about this trip and but his mind is somewhere else. He's preoccupied by other things.
啊，我已经讲过好几次了，但是啊，他不在心这些事情，所以啊，我很受教了。
So I said, I haven't gone yet. I want to pray with you. He said, Oh, I thought you already arrived. So.
他说，他跟那个王弟兄说，我还没出发呢。这个王弟兄说，哦，你还没有，我以为你已经来了。
So, no, 已经到 Saudi Arabia.
已经到了沙利乌里阿拉伯，沙利阿拉伯。
So basically, I just say, he said, okay, we can pray. I said, never mind, I'll pray with my omnipresent invisible husband.
结果他就讲啊，好了，算了。我跟我看不见的丈夫祷告。
Because you cannot go with me anyway.
因为他也不能跟我一同去。
I was not happy.
并且我很不高兴。
But I just turn and also do the usual ritual from the east side. I say, Lord, forgive me.
我又照着那个图画，我就跟主讲，主啊，赦免我。
Because anytime I'm angry, the fault is always on my side. So,
因为每次我生气的时候。我是我的错。
But I don't want to say, there's nothing I should apologize to David, right? So, but I just want the Lord to forgive me. There's a different object.
我是向主祷告，求主的赦免，因为这个不是 David， 我跟 David 的关系的事情。
So, even though I was thinking he should apologize to me.
甚至我觉得他应该向我道歉。
But I did not ask for that. I just asked the Lord forgiveness of me.
但是我没有要求 David 啊，我只是告诉主，对不起，我只是愿意恢复我跟主的关系。
And I just felt the Lord really embraced me and said, "I am your husband."
我就觉得主拥抱我，他是我的丈夫。我 maybe the papers, yeah,
I am your bodyguard.
主说，
be anxious.
主说我是你的保镖啊，在凡事不需要挂心。
Amen.
So I made the journey from Tel Aviv to Saudi Arabia very very smoothly.
所以我从达拉维夫到这个沙乌地阿拉伯，这一路都非常的顺利。
So after I arrived, I did call David. I said I now did arrive.
然后我到了，我打个电话给 David。告诉他我到了。
So I just want to say that as a sister, we have a real husband.
我就是要说，这是对姊妹说啊，有一个真的丈夫。
And he is our hope of glory.
他是我们荣耀的盼望。
He is our living hope.
他也是我们活的盼望。
So we should have a wonderful relationship with him.
所以我们应该有一个非常好的跟他的关系。
Then we will always be thankful.
然后我们就会常常的感谢。
Because he also gives us a real husband. He also gives us a husband during our mortal time.
这样我们也，他也在我们肉身的时期给我们一个肉身的丈夫。
It's from him. We take it from him. We submit to him, and everything will be fine.
我们从主的手里接受，我们顺服一切都会好的。
So I'll just use that as the opening, and then we can have some Q&A as fellowship. I don't have the answer, but I know where the answer is. It's that tree.
我用刚才的话做一个开头，这样我们可以开始这个问答啊。我没有所有的答案，但是我有这个有答案的人。
That tree is the solution to all our situation.
那一棵树就是我们所有问题的答案。
I am not that tree, but maybe I can help to apply and throw that tree together into the water.
我不是那棵树，但是也许我们可以一同啊，把那一棵树呢，丢在这个你的环境里。
So the water will always be sweet.
这样啊，那个水呢，总是会变甜的。
Amen.
你们弟兄姊妹，如果你们有写好的，就可以拿上来啊，这样我们可以开始这个问答。
Jesus.
Okay. Can you share how the Lord made you two meet and be a faithful serving couple? What's your advice for the couple? One person is not as faithful as the other. I mean, to the Lord, right? Okay.
这个问题就是
for example, the husband.
主怎么使你跟王弟兄碰头的？ 然后你们怎么能够一起服侍？ 如果一个服侍的是 中性的， 另外一个不是的话， 怎么办？ 是不是？
Yeah, I think so.
但是这个是问题。
I think life has different stages.
我们的生命有不同的 阶段。
And just like the children of Israel were led through many stations in the wilderness.
就像以色列人在旷野，他们有很多的站口。
Each station has different challenges.
每一个站口呢，都有不同的挑战。
Yet the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire is always with them.
但是呢，云柱火柱总是与他们同在。
As long as they follow the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire, they have a way.
他们只要跟随云柱火柱，他们就有路。
If they don't follow those, they have no way.
他们不跟随云柱火柱，他们就没有路。
So I will divide this question into two stages. One is a stage that you don't have a spouse yet.
我把这个问题呢分成两段。第一段就是有些如果你还没有配偶的。
And the other stage is you already have a spouse. I don't know.
另外一半的答案是对的，如果你已经有了配偶。
Regardless how you end up there.
不管你是怎么样有你的配偶。
Okay, but before we have a spouse.
在我们没有配偶之前。
We have to recognize that's a decision we cannot afford to make on our own.
第一就是我们需要知道，我们不能够单独的做决定。
我们担不起这个决定。Because our choice are very short-sighted. And we don't see far enough, and we are interfered by a lot of our own thoughts.
因为我们见得不远，然后呢，我们要做决定的时候呢，还有很多其他的因素掺杂进来。
The Lord is the one in the universe that loves us the most, even more than we love ourselves.
主是最爱我们的，甚至比我们自己还爱我们。
And He knows it all.
并且他无所不知，他全知。
And his heart toward us is only blessing, no curse.
他的心向着我们呢，只有祝福，没有咒诅。
So we can fully trust in him.
所以我们可以完全的信靠他。
So we have to see how marriage plays what kind of role in God's economy.
所以我们必须在神的经纶的里面来看呢，这个我们的婚姻是有什么的角色。
Our spouse is our partner of grace to serve the Lord together.
我们的配偶呢，是我们呢，同盟恩典的，同从生命之恩的，来为着来服侍主的。
And we can have the most enjoyable marriage when we both serving the Lord.
当我们服侍主的时候呢，我们会有最美好、最享受的婚姻生活。
So before we get married.
所以在我们结婚之前。
In the stage of when we're searching for a counterpart.
在我们还在寻找的过程，找这个配偶的时候。
We should consecrate that marriage to the Lord.
我们应当把我们的婚姻奉献给主。
That doesn't mean giving up marriage or marry someone you dislike, you think the Lord like. You know, none of that. It just means transfer the ownership of this decision to the Lord.
奉献就是把你这个决定婚姻这件事情呢交给主，不是呢你跟一个你不喜欢的人结婚，或者主把你不要的给你。对，so
since we are the couples are partners.
既然夫妻是同伙。A
team.
是一个小组。
So since I teach leadership teamwork and so forth, I just want to say the prerequisite for team.
我教的课是这个做领导，还有要也能够在能够在小组这个能够一大家一同做的这一门课合作。
So it apply to this situation as well that the necessary condition of team.
这也应用在这件事情上，这个要有这个配合它有条件。
必要条件、
uh-huh.
So the first one, you must have a shared goal, a common goal.
第一是你需要有共同的目标。
Because if you don't, the two person do not have common goal, they do not need to team together, not necessary. Even they want to, it's not necessary.
两个没有共同目标呢，他不需要来在一起，即使他们来在一起，他们就是没有那个必要。
Right, just like after the meeting, if one need to go to Boston, the other need to go to Los Angeles, there's no need for you to get on the same plane.
就像两个人，一个要去 Boston， 一个要到洛杉矶，他们不需要上同一个飞机。
So a common shared goal is the first necessary condition for teamwork.
所以第一个必要的条件要有这个就是小组的这个情形的话呢，是需要你有共同的目标。
Otherwise, there's absolutely no need to work together.
不然的话，你没有必要你们一起来做事。
So if husband and wife do not have the same goal, there is no need to even live together.
如果妻子跟丈夫啊，他没有共同目标的话呢，他其实没有必要住在一起。
Because we're not I don't understand why do we do live together just to save some rent or what?
So, 难道这个夫妻住在一起就是为了省点房租钱吗？
There has to be the same goal.
必须有同一个目标。
If it apply even to our colleagues to work, of course it apply to the couples.
如果我们工作的场所都需要有共同的目标，那我们夫妻呢，更是需要有共同的目标。
Because our goal determine our pursuit.
因为我们有了共同的目标，那我们的这个
共同的追求，
才有共同的追求。
So if we pursue different thing, it's because we have different goal we want to achieve. Then sooner or later we will part our way.
如果有不同的追求的话，不同的目标，你就有早晚呢，你都会分开来。
So the marriage in the world usually they have a temporary common goal.
在世界属世上面世界上的话呢，夫妻常常只有一个短暂的一个目标。
For example, since I teach decision making, my student even asked me the question. Not Christian student, just his goal is just to get married.
那有我的学生他。上这个课呢，他的目标啊，要有他的配偶，就是要结婚就是了。
So I said, okay. So if your goal searching for a candidate.
所以我对他讲说，如果你的目标只是要找另外一个人的话。
And your goal is just to get married.
你只要结婚。
Then as soon as you get married, you become aimless.
你结婚了，你就失去目标了。
Then what are you going to do after that?
那你结婚之后怎么办呢？
He said, never thought about this.
他说我没有想过这个问题。
So I said, then you're in trouble.
我说那你麻烦来了。
Because marriage is a wedding is the beginning, not the end.
因为婚姻是一个开始，不是一个结束。
You have to live with someone 24 hours a day for the rest of your life.
因为你要跟另外一个人24小时。在你的余生的里面在一起。
As a Christian, we don't have to get married. It can be a gift from the Lord that we stay single.
基督徒呢，其实不一定要结婚，因为你可能有主给你的恩赐，你不结婚。
But once we get married, there is no divorce. Period.
但是，一旦结婚，你不能离婚，没有别的选择。
In our Christian dictionary, divorce is not a word that can be found.
在我们基督徒的字典里面没有离婚这个字。
So it's once for all.
是一次结婚就定了。
So we need to have a longer term view and say what are we going to do after we get married.
所以我们有一个长远需要一个长远的目标，我们结婚之后要做什么。
What kind of life, daily living, I want to live.
你要过什么样的每天的生活？
Envision your schedule 24 hours waking up with someone, a person, and make decision together, cook together, eat together, sleep together, buy houses together, you know, a lot of things together. Does that make you excited or depressed?
如果你起来，你24小时，你要跟这个人在一起，你吃住啊，决定啊，买房子啊，所有这些都要一起做。那可能呢，你想到啊，哎，你就泄气了。
So we must have this long-term view.
所以我们必须有一个长远的目标。
Getting married is not for getting married; it's getting a partner of grace to serve the Lord together.
所以啊，结婚不只是为了结婚而结婚，乃是为着一同承受生命之恩，来为着主的旨意。
This is very practical.
这个不是啊，宗教，这是非常实际的一件事情。
Because just imagine if you are the one that's pursuing the Lord, and the other person is pursuing a career, successful career without the Lord, how long can you be together?
啊，想一想，如果你的目标是要追求主，那你另外一半他是要追求他事业的成功，这样你们没有主啊，追求事业的成功，你们两个会在一起多长久？
There's no the first necessary condition is not even met. 第一个必要条件就不没办法满足。
对。
So there's no need to eventually one person, each person will feel the other person is a burden.
这两个人呢、啊、都会觉得另外一个人呢、啊、是个重担。
Is weighing me down.
他是、啊、我叫我背着重担在跑。
Because you have to drag the other person on the same track with you, and that person is reluctant.
Because you 把另外一个人呢、啊、拖在你要追求的跑道上，对他来讲、啊、是一个重担。
Then life and living will become miserable, unpleasant.
那你的这个生命的生活呢，就是啊，非常的可怜啊，不喜乐的。
But if two persons have the shared goal,
如果两个人呢、啊，他有共同的目标。
Then when you're pursuing the same goal together and you help one another, what a joy!
如果你们有共同的目标，你们两个一同追求，彼此帮助扶持，这是多么喜乐的事情！
So the first thing is pray to the Lord. This is my goal. I want to pursue you.
所以我们需要祷告。你是我的目标，我愿意来追求你。
I want a counterpart for life.That have the same goal that is also pursuing you.
我要另外一半呢，有同样的目标，一同来追求你。
Otherwise, part our way will be predictable.
不然的话呢，我们这个路途呢很难预测的。
分
开是可以预测的。
Because there's just no reason to drag each other, and it will become heavier and heavier.
所以不需要，不然的话呢，你就拖着另外一半。会越来越感觉到沉重。
So, the first one, we need to tell the Lord, this is a decision I cannot afford to make. However, unless you give me a gift to be single, then I would like to get married and give me a spouse that share my same pursuit and goal of you.
你就需要跟主讲，除非主你给我这个不结婚的这个恩赐，那我需要有一个伴偶的话，你来帮助我做这个决定选择。
一个有共同追求、有共同目标的配偶。
对，选择一个有共同目标的配偶。
Otherwise, this I have to say, this is not religious. It's very practical. Just imagine Sunday morning, you wake up, you want to go to the meeting, and then your counterpart want to play golf. So you are split. You go to with him.You're not happy. He comes with you. He's not happy.
所以这个是不是宗教？它是非常实际的。譬如主日早晨你起来，你要来聚会，你另外一半要去打高尔夫球，那他来，他跟你来，你跟他去，两个人都不快乐。
This is a matter of life and life issue a living.
所以这是一个生命的事情。有生命呢，他就有一个生活。
Being a Christian is a matter of life.
基督徒是一个生命的事情。
If we have certain life, we need certain ecology to live.
我们呢、啊， 是有一种生命的话呢，我们就需要一种生态的环境来过这个生活。
So if I'm a fish, I'm only happy when I'm in the water.
如果是一条鱼呢，它就需要水，它能够才能够。
So if I'm a bird, I can only be happy when I'm in the air.
一个鸟呢，它就需要天空。
So if a bird fell in love with a fish, and that's fine. But when they get married, where are they going to live?
如果一个鸟爱上一条鱼，他们结婚之后，他们怎么过生活？
If you're in the water, the fish is happy. The bird is dying.
如果这个两个人结婚了，他们在水里面过生活，一个是过得很悠然自在，另外一个呢，他是在要死亡了。
But if you're in the air, the fish is dying, the bird is happy.
如果在空中呢，鸟很高兴，但是鱼要死了。
So that's why the Lord exhort us not to yoke together with unbeliever, because it's a different life. This is not religious doctrine. It's just like the fish and the bird fell in love and tough.
这就是为什么主对我们说。鼓励我们要不能够不同心的，不能同父一轭的不要在一起。
So we have different life, we need different ecology to be happy.
我们有不同的生命，所以我们有不同的生态环境让我们生活。
So this is a matter, I just like Saturday, I said a lot of decision is not a matter of right and wrong, it's a matter of wise or foolish.
所以我星期六讲到很多的选择呢，它不是一个对与错的问题，它乃是一个智慧与愚拙的问题。
So if we're wise, we find the same kind.
所以我们如果智慧的话呢，我们就会找跟我们同类的。
Fish will marry fish, birds will marry birds.
鱼跟鱼结婚，鸟跟鸟结婚。
So I just, that's the first point. Pray to the Lord that this is not concerning a wedding.And get married is only the beginning. It's concerning the rest of my life and living.
所以这是关乎你结婚是关乎你的的你的余就是你们结婚之后的余生的生活怎么样？不是只是结婚的那一天结婚这件事情而已。
Never make getting married a goal in itself.
不要把这个结婚呢当做你的目标。
It's only a milestone. To the long-term goal, which is pursuing together with a counterpart, pursuing the Lord together.
就是你跟随追随主长远目标的里程上的一个里程碑而已。结婚这件事情。
Okay. And second prerequisite for teamwork in the world is interdependency.
在这个世界里面呢，要有一个团体的一个组的。这种情形的话呢它是需要
互相依赖
互相依赖
对 for example even I have the same goal for example I want to go to Los Angeles and you another person also want to go to Los Angeles but I don't have to go with him together I can just say see you in Los Angeles
如果两个人呢他目标是相同但这两个人呢他说我自己去我们在洛杉矶见面就好了。
So there are some saints that had a fight and then they just say, okay, I'll see you in New Jerusalem.
可能呢有些弟兄姊妹啊他们吵架了他就彼此说我们耶路撒冷再见吧。
I'm tired of you, I don't want to battle with you, I'll see you in New Jerusalem. Well,
我对你已经厌了我不跟你在一起了反正我们耶路撒冷再见。
Okay, so the second one, the prerequisite is interdependency.
所以第二个必要的条件就是我们需要互相的依赖。
That means, of course, in the world, that means you cannot get to the destination without the other party.
在属世上来讲，就是说你要要去一个地方的话呢，你要一起去。
So in this case, I would say that apply when as soon as you get married, then.Too bad you are interdependent to succeed. Otherwise, you'll never get there.
就我们基督徒来讲，一旦你结婚之后呢，我们就应该彼此依赖。
So we need to recognize before we get married, we need someone that's really, really, share the same goal.
所以我们需要在结婚之前，需要我们的同伴配偶是需要是有 一同有共同目标
的，对，共同追求的，
共同追求的。
And once we get married, then we have to know we depend on each other to get there.
一旦结婚之后呢，你应该就是彼此依赖来达到这个目标。
We have to be spiritual companion and support one another, and to arrive together.
所以我们需要是属灵的同伴，我们彼此帮助来往前。
So this is, I want to say, so let me just talk about the interdependency after marriage. So before that, I think we need to pray for a partner. The Lord either give us a gift to be single, which is terrific, or give us a counterpart that have the same pursuit.
所以我们讲到这个互相依赖之前呢，我们需要先向主祷告，叫我们能够找到一个跟我们有共同目标的。
So I just then do give you the testimony because this question asks how we met.
这个问题刚才那个第一个问题讲到他跟王弟兄怎么相遇的。
So I think some of you may have heard David's testimony.
可能有些人已经听过了王弟兄提过他的见证，
okay,
所以有人听过。
So basically, we met at University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee when we were both graduate students.
他们是在这个威斯康星Milwaukee 那个城市他们在读研究院的时候他们相识的。
So, in a Chinese student gathering, everyone was complaining except me.
在一个华语同学相聚的场合里面呢，大家都在抱怨，除了我之外，大家都在抱怨。
Because complaining is a universal hobby.
因为这个抱怨呢是大家的嗜好。
It's cross culture.
是各种的各种的文化的
together, they have nothing to say, they start complaining.
各种文化的人来在一起他来在一起他都可以抱怨
they complain about from weather, politics to whatever is complain is people, when people don't have anything to say, this is what they do.
当人啊，没有什么话谈啊，他就可以开始抱怨，抱怨天气啊，抱怨政治啊，抱怨很多其他的题目。
So that was the situation, but I was sitting there enjoying the presence of my Lord.
在那个华语同学聚会的时候呢，我在那大家都在抱怨，但是我在那里享受主的同在。
So David was the son of peace.
这个 David 呢，他就是平安之子。
Because I was very fat, according, you know, I gained a lot of weight. During that, I was probably at that time 20 pounds heavier than now.
他那个时候在学生那个时候他很胖他大概比现在胖20磅。
But why do I say he's a son of peace? He's because other people may think that this fat girl sitting in the corner is very dull and interesting, but he somehow find it interesting.
因为可能别人看这个胖女孩坐在角落上她是很没有胃口，没有味道的。但是她对这个胖女孩子很有兴趣。
Because he said I was glowing with hope and joy.
她说她在这个满了喜乐、满了盼望里面发光一样。
But other people didn't see that.
但是其他的人都不见看不见这个。
So he came to me and asked me, "How come you're not complaining? Don't you have the same problem as everyone else?"
他就过来问我说，你不是应该跟其他人都一样的问题吗？怎么你不抱怨呢？
So I said, "Yeah, certainly I have the same challenges and problem, but I have Jesus lives in me."
他说我不对，不错的，我跟其他人呢都有同样的问题，但是呢，主耶稣住在我里面。
He said, "Wow, Jesus lives in you. Isn't he hung on the cross in the church that we go see him once a year at Christmas time? How did he got into you?"
他说这个主耶稣不在这个教堂的十字架上面吗？怎么会他跑到你里面来呢？
So I shared with him my testimony and how I received the Lord, and then he asked me, "Then how do I also receive the Lord?"
Amen.
他就听到我的见证，然后我怎么接受主。然后他就问我，那我怎么就是王弟兄他怎么能够接受主呢？
That was a very strange question to me.
那个问题对我来讲有点奇怪。
Because in 1975,
因为在1975年的时候
we didn't have Mystery of Human Life, that small booklet.
我们还没有人生奥秘这本小册子。
I don't have a very simple way to lead someone to the Lord.
我的带人得救啊，这个没有很简单的方法带他得救。
And even though I have shared the gospel, preached gospel a lot, especially to a lot of other boys who pursue me, but no one have ever asked me this question: How do I receive the Lord?
虽然我跟很多人传福音，很多追求我的人，我都跟他们传福音，但是呢，还没有一个人像这个人。
So I said, I don't know.
所以。这个王子妹的回答说：“我不知道。”
But I have a book called 12 Basketball in my pocket, so I lend it to you to read.
所以他有这个十二篮里面的一本，他就把这本书带在皮包里，他就借给他看。
So it's only loan to you have to return to me.
他说这个是借给你的，你需要还给我。
So after he went home, he read it, and he was so touched by that little book, those messages.
他读了之后，他非常被那个十二篮那本书里面的信息摸到。
So he came back and said, "I want more. I want to know more." And then that's the rest of the story.
然后他就回来，他说：“我还要读别的。”这个就是剩下的故事了。
But I wasn't sure whether he is the one for me as spouse.
在那个时候呢，我还不清楚他是不是主给我预备的配偶。
Because I do have other alternatives.
因为他还当时有别的选择。
So I prayed to the Lord and said, "Lord, how do I know?" Just like the question that I answered Saturday, right?
所以他就问主，主啊，我怎么知道？就像刚才那个问题一样。
But I did tell the Lord what I want.
我有告诉主我要的是什么样的。
Just like Philippians, the Lord is near. In nothing be anxious. Tell him what you want.
所以就像腓立比书讲的，我们应当告诉凡事告诉他，应当一无挂虑。
So I have a long list what I want about the spouse.
我在主面前呢，有一个很长的一个单子，我要的是什么样的
？But of course, all within the scope of I want a brother.
这个我所要的当然就是我要的什么样的一个弟兄。
I want a brother that will pursue the Lord, but do not drop his job to serve the Lord full time.
我要的是是服侍主的，但是呢，不是没有工作，是没有职业的。服侍主的
because I just have to be honest because I think that will turn my color TV to a black and white TV.
因为我想，如果我有这样的配偶的话呢，他会把我的彩色电视呢改成了黑白电视。
And I don't think I'm a good sister in that sense to be, you know, a full-time serving one's sister. I may stumble everyone.
他说我做如果我的另外一半是这个没有工作的。全时间的服侍主的呢那我可能不是一个好的榜样我会叫很多人半跌。
So I will then the Lord have to deal with me.
那主就要对付我了。
That sounds miserable.
这是非常糟糕的事情。
So anyway, I have a long list and then I pray before the Lord.
所以我有很多的条件那我就为这向主祷告。
I actually pray for many months.
我祷告了好几个月。
And so, somehow, in one of the prayers, the Lord just gave me, I think that's probably intuition, that to ask David three questions.
在祷告里面，后来主就给我一个直觉，叫我问王弟兄三个问题。
So if he answered yes, then maybe that he is the one.
如果王弟兄三个问题都答了。是的，那这个就解决了。
But that 应该是他。Was only one, but also I seek the fellowship of the brothers.
我同时这是我跟主的祷告，同时我也跟弟兄有交通，弟兄们有交通。
The brother that I fellowship with only said one sentence, and I just felt it would enlighten me already.
那个弟兄只对我讲了一句话，我就觉得很蒙光照。
Because I was talking to him about my situation, my choices, and he only said, "It all depends on what you want out of your life."
我是跟他谈到我的情形跟我的选择，但他只讲了一句，他是说这在于你要什么。
Then I'm clear.
那个时候我就清楚了。
Because all the choices I talk about the worldly standard, their qualification, what they do, and so forth.But the brother just asked me, depends on your heart, what do you really want out of your life?
那弟兄只问了我心中要什么。 虽然呢，我考虑的是很多的我的环境、我的情形这些。
So I know I was very clear that I want Christ and the church.
那时候我很清楚，我需要的就是基督与教会。
But even within Christ and the church, there are still choices, right?
虽然在这样情形里面，我还是你有选择的。
So I keep praying, and then I ask David a question.
后来我还是继续祷告，我就问了王弟兄这个问题。
So the first question is that I want him to commit.That he will love the Lord more than he loves me.
我要他要先爱主
胜过
爱王姊妹，就是要有这个信托承诺。
So he immediately said, "Sure."
他说好。
Because he doesn't understand what that meant.
因为他不了解那个问题。
Because he thinks God is invisible, so.
因为他是以为这个神是看不见的。
So yeah, sure. It's not at least not another person, right?
他想只要不是另外一个人，
so,
那
he doesn't know
看不见的神无所谓。
He doesn't think that, yeah, of course.
所以他说没有问题。
So I didn't know what I was asking either.
其实我也不知道我问他的问题那个意思是什么。
I really didn't know what that meant, but I just that was what the Lord rise up in me to ask, because I just asked that.
是主给我那个感觉问这个问题，其实我也不了解我问问题的意思是什么。
The whole significance of it I don't understand, but I have a desire to marry someone who put the Lord first.
我就是有这个羡慕，希望我我的另外一半呢是更爱主至于那个问题的整个的意义呢，我还不是了解。
I really do have the desire that my spouse will not put me in front of the Lord. I want my spouse to put the Lord first.
我要我的另外一半呢，他不把我摆在主之前，是主第一。
So I know that's what I want. I very intuitively, I don't really know all the significance.But the Lord remembered that.
我是直觉的这样的问的，但是主记得，虽然我不了解整个的意义。
So the Lord really, really guard our marriage.
所以主就保卫了我们的婚姻。
And guard our hearts.
也保守了我们的心。
That we both put the Lord in the first place.
叫我们两个人都让主居首位。
He has the preeminent place in our heart, in our family.
他在我们的心中，在我们的家庭里，主居首位。
He is our share and common pursuit.
他是我们共同的追求的一个共同的目标。
Because he is the single goal that we all pursue, then the more we get closer to him, the distance between us is shorter.
因为他是我们共同追求的目标，我们越多追求的时候，我们之间的距离就越近。
Just like a triangle, when we both pursue the Lord, then we are close.And we're one in Him.
当就像一个三角形一样，当你两边一同共同追求目标的时候，你两个都越近成为一。
So this is, I think, what I want to say before we get married or choose the counterpart. Then I want to say that the second thing, because I do receive a lot of fellowship, seeking fellowship about whether this is the one for me and so forth.First of all, you have to know, no one can live the life for you.
我刚才讲过了之后呢，我现在就讲到这个第二个必要的条件。那这个是
没有人
能够替你活。
Because you have to face the other person every day, morning and evening, not your matchmaker.
因为介绍你的人呢、他不会，他不能跟你，你是早晚要跟另外那个人活的。
So you have to be willing and clear before the Lord.
你必须要有愿意非常的清楚
say,
要去过这样的生活。
Never say, oh, certain brother and sister introduced that person to me. They said he or she is wonderful. So I just take their words and got married. So now I'm miserable.
你不能说是因为那个弟兄那个姊妹啊介绍的所以我才会现在有这种情形。
No, Christ is the head of everyone.
基督是每个人的头。
So we have to get clear from the Lord.
所以我们需要从主那里呢清楚这件事。
Because you have to live the life, no one else can live it for you.
因为你需要过这个你的生活，没有能够替你活的。
No one should replace the Lord.
没有人能够、啊、代替主。
Brother and sister only help you to get to the Lord, but never replace you from getting to the Lord.
啊，能够弟兄姊妹能够帮助你啊，到主那里，但是你必须自己到那里。
And no one can replace the Lord Himself.
啊，没有人能够代替主。
We only have one Lord.
我们只有一位主。
You have to be clear from Him.
你必须啊，从他。能够知道这个清楚的答案。
And the second thing I want to say that you have to be willing.
第二我需要讲的事情就是你必须有一个愿意。
Live with this person in blessing or in woe or whatever the vow, the wedding vow, huh? In either in
在享福，在受苦，
right,
你们两个人呢、啊、要一同生活。
Whatever situation it is.
在任何的环境，你们呢、啊、不分开。
Because that's the Lord's word.
因为这是主的话。
Once you're married, that's the end.
啊，一旦结婚，你就没有什么选，你就没有选择。
Right. So you have to start a life of interdependency.
你必须开始一个互相依赖的生活。
You depend on one another in this journey to pursue the Lord.
你们在这个旅程上彼此依赖，来追求这位主。
So you have to be willing.
啊，你必须有一个愿意的心。
Totally willing.
完全的愿意。
No ounces of resistance or reservation, doubts or whatever. You need to clear that.
没有任何的犹豫，没有任何的怀疑，你必须把这些都除掉。
But I can tell you, can never get clear in your own mind.
啊、但是我可以告诉你在你自己的心思里这件事情你没有办法把它搞清楚
Because no human is perfect.、
啊、因为没有一个人是完美的
But you can go to the Lord and let the Lord make it clear to you this is His allotted portion for you
你必须到主面前清楚这一位是主所量给你的份
You take it from His hand then His grace will always be sufficient
你 从他的手里从主的手里接下来主的恩典就总会与你同在。
No matter what the situation is, His grace is always sufficient.
不管环境情形怎么样，主的恩典总是够用的。
So He has to be the source that initiate this.
所以他必须啊，是那个源头，他开始这件事情。
Because the word does tell us, whatever the Lord matches, we should not separate.
啊，这。是主的话，主所联合的呢，叫人不把它分开。
So the Lord, you have to be clear whether this is the one that the Lord have for you, but you have to be willing as well.
所以你必须清楚这个是不是主给你预备的，但是你必须有一个愿意的心。
Do not make assumption that the Lord is going to push someone you dislike to you.
不要有个假设，主要把你不喜欢的硬塞给你。
对。And never assume the Lord wants you to have a miserable church life just because you can serve the Lord together. No way.
不是说你们两个可以一起服侍呢，主就要叫你们呢生活
很糟糕。Because God's will toward us is always rejoice.
因为神的话对我们的事要常常喜乐。
So how can we rejoice if we have a terrible marriage?
如果我们婚姻不美满的话，我们怎么能够常常喜乐？
This is such an important part of our life. Cannot escape. So we want to be the testimony that we always rejoice.
这是我们必须有的生活，我们逃不掉的，所以我们必须啊。
So it has to be someone that you're willing and God is willing and the other party is willing.
啊，这个必须啊，这个你愿意啊，你的另外一半也愿意，也是神所愿意的。
So sometimes the saints will come to me that they have a feeling toward the saints. Then they wasn't sure whether that is the one for him or her. I always say, well, but he said or she said, I think that the Lord, this is the one for me. I said, okay, fine. Then if that's the case, just tell the Lord. If that's the person for me, then make that person equally willing.
啊，所以有人来啊，说他觉得这一个是他。是主给他预备的，但另外那个人呢、啊，不知道是不是，是不是？所以啊，我就对这位说呢，那你应该到主面前祷告啊，叫那个人也很清楚啊，你是他所，你是主所预备给他的。
This marriage cannot be forced; it has to be both so willing.
啊，所以婚姻呢、啊，不是能够强迫的，他必须双方都是愿意。
两情相悦。
两情相悦的。
Because one way is the 单恋是最痛苦的。I don't know how to.
If only one side love the other side, only one sided will be very miserable.
So it has to be both sides love one another. It's a multiplication, not one side is zero, it's zero. It's not a plus. It's a multiplication relationship.
所以这个婚姻啊，
是乘法，
是乘法，不是加法。
对，一边是零就是零。
如果一边是零啊，那都是零了。
So it cannot be so fervent on one side and the other side is zero. Then you think you get something that's a plus. But no, marriage is not a plus. It's a multiplication. Either side is zero is zero.
所以这个婚姻啊，它是一个乘法，它不是一个加法。加法是你有，你加这个没有，你还是有。但乘法的话呢，你有你爱另外一个人了、啊，他不爱你的话呢，乘起来啊还是零。所以这个
that just our relationship with the Lord is exactly the same. The Lord wants willing bride.
主跟我们的关系也是这样。主所要的是一个非常乐意的一个心腹来爱他。
None of us is forced to be his bride.
主不强迫人。
No glory to him and no joy to him.
主不强迫他的心腹爱他，不然的话呢，这个心腹啊。主得着了也是没有荣耀的。
So it has to be willing. We have to be willing to marry to the Lord, and the other party have to be willing to marry us joyfully.
所以我们必须要乐意做主与主相配。所以另外一个人呢，也必须乐意呢跟我们相配。
So I think that take care of all the way to getting married, right?
所以我想关于结婚这件事情就到这里。
I think if I know that some brother and sister got saved after they got married, and then maybe the other party is not.At the same spiritual state as, have a different pursuit.
Then, 也有的情形是另外一半他是结婚之后再信的也有。
Then I have to say, as long as you're married, do not change that status.
这也是主的话，就是说你不要改变。你如果是结了婚，你也不要改变，因为这个信主的原因改变你结婚的情形。
Start enjoying your real spouse, which is our heavenly and invisible real spouse.
就是你如果信主了，那你就好好的享受你真实的丈夫。
Don't put hope on your visible spouse, but put hope on your invisible but omnipresent spouse.
这个还没有信主的那一半呢，你不要在他身上有盼望，你先在主的身上有盼望。
Right.And then I can say that if you really, really establish a wonderful intimate relationship with your real spouse, then grace is sufficient.
如果你跟主、你真实的丈夫有很好、很美好的关系的话呢，那你有福了。
And if you live out a life that what the Lord's will toward us, which is always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks, including thanking the Lord for your spouse.
如果你照着主的旨意活，常常喜乐不住的祷告，凡事献恩的话呢，那你
并且感谢主给你这样的配偶，
并且感谢主给你这样的配偶啊。
Then your spouse will be changed.
你会发现你的另一半呢、啊、也改变了。
Because he will find no better alternatives.
因为他会找到他其实没有别的更好的选择。
In everything give thanks and secretly always unceasingly pray spouse.
对，常常喜乐。不住的谢恩，
对，
然后呢，暗暗的不住的为你的另一半祷告。
So that's what I can share.
这是我可以跟你们交通的。
Because、then really apply, throw that tree into the bitter water.
就像我们需要应用啊，把那一个树丢在那个苦水的里面。
The water will be sweet.
这个水会变甜。
Never think the tree doesn't work.
不要。照你自己的想法，这个主我苦水怎么给我一棵树
？Throw the tree into the water.
把树主给的树丢在水里。
The water will be sweet.
水会变甜。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, I think, I think there's actually quite a few questions. It's all about, you know, the other spouse. You know, bottom line, your spouse is not living up to your expectation.
另外一个问题，另外一个问题就是你的另一半啊不够满意。
I can only say that you should never have any expectation.
我要告诉你，对另外一半不要有盼望。
对 ，Our hope is in the Lord.
我们的盼望是在主身上。
And we take it from Him.
我们是从主所领受的。
He makes no mistake.
他从来不会犯错误的。
So He, in His wisdom, He gave me this wonderful spouse.
他照着他这个超越的智慧啊，他把这个最合适的啊这个丈夫或妻子给了我。
I just take it with thanksgiving.
我就是带着感恩的心来接受就好了。
And learn His wisdom.
来从他领学习他的智慧。
I know His grace is always sufficient.
要永远记得他的恩典是永远够用的。
I know that because He's, this is His words.
他为什么我们这么确定呢？因为这是他说的话。
Amen. You may think your spouse is one of these fiery serpents.
你也是觉得你的丈夫啊，可能就是那个像一条火蛇一样。
就在你旁边 ，it's right around you.
就一天天围着你转。
Cannot chase away.
你从永远没有可能把他给踢走。
Well, don't look at him or her.
所以呢，你就学着不要看这个，不要看。
Look away unto the breast serpent.
要看挂在杆子上的铜蛇。
And from his view to see your spouse, he's lovely.
而后你从铜蛇的眼那个角度再来看你的丈夫的话，你会发现他是何等的可爱。
Amen.
Amen.
Because no one is totally, well, no one is perfect, but all everyone has some.优点 some strength.
人无完人，但是每个人都有他的优点。
So learn to appreciate.
要学着学习珍赏别人。
Also, I just occurred to me that one situation where I think oftentimes husband and wife entangle on the tree of knowledge of good evil.
我知道有很多情形，先生和丈夫都是围绕着这个这都是被这个捆绑和缠绕在知识山和树上。
You have to get clear who is right.
大家都好像是非要这个彼此争执啊，非要搞出一个水落石出不可。
But then one time, I was thinking that way.
有一次我也这样想着，就他这样讲的哈。
And asking the Lord to vindicate that I'm right.
我是盼望主啊，这是帮助印证我是对的。
Then the Lord showed me what Joshua saw.
结果主让我看见约书亚所看到的。
He saw a man standing there, and he said, "Are you for them or for me?"
他看约书亚看见一个人站在那地方，约书亚就问他说：“你到底是为了我们，还是为了对方，为了他们？”
This, he said, "Not you or the other side."
结果他说都不是。
I'm the captain of host for Jehovah.
Yeah, 他说我是耶和华军队的元帅。
God is for himself.
神是为了他自己的。
Does not entangled on the right and wrong of human.
他不会和你这些这个知识山和树这些东西啊有瓜葛到一块的。
Because that leads to death.
因为你们这些情形呢，他会带进死亡的。
Even you're right, you're dead right.
你如果即使对，你也是死对。
But we want life.
我们需要生命。
Also, we want oneness.
我们需要一。
So oftentimes I just say, Lord, I want what you want. I want oneness in my marriage.
我就很多时候祷告说，主啊，我要你所要的，我要在婚姻中，我需要这个一。
Because I want your blessing.
我需要你的，我要你的祝福。
I know you cannot bless us.
我知道你，如果我们不是一，你就不会祝福我们。
Unless we're one, and each one of us is humble before you.
我知道我们必须每个人都谦卑到你面前。
Because the Lord resists the proud.
因为我们的主抵挡狂傲的人。
Give mercy to the humble.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
When I think I'm right, that because I'm proud.
当我想我是对的时候，实际上我是在骄傲。
And when the God resists me, and also when we have no oneness, God cannot bless us.
当然，一方面主在抵挡我，同时呢，当我们没有一的时候，我们也不会有祝福。
So we have to always go back to the Lord, and.Stand on God's side.
我们需要我们一直需要回到主面前，
humble,
站在主的那一边。
Humble ourselves before Him.
在他面前，真是我们需要谦卑下来。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 赞美主。
I think this answer, this question, if I found my brothers, my husband, there's something that I don't respect or admire, then how do I ask the Lord to deal with me? Well,
如果我发现自己的弟兄在有些地方不能完全让我钦佩或者崇拜，请问我要怎么样和主来对付，还好对付自己。
The Lord never expected that your husband be the object of your worship.
神从来不盼望你的丈夫成为你敬拜的对象。
So why do you even try to put him in that position?
那你就不要再试着把他放在一个偶像的地位。
So our worship, the object of our worship is our perfect Lord.
我们所敬拜的对象是我们最完美无缺的主。
Besides, we are not perfect either.
另外来说，我们每一个人都是有瑕疵的。
So I'm sure our husband can find things in us that they cannot respect or admire.
如果我们的丈夫反过来看我们的话，他一定可以找得到不让他这个喜悦或者让他钦佩的地方。
So the secret is stop looking at each other.
所以这个秘诀是什么呢？不要再那么仔细的看对方了。
At most, we are a fiery serpent.
看来看去，不过都是像火蛇一样。
So turn away unto Jesus.
望断以及于耶稣。
I look at the brass serpent.
来看这个挂起来的铜蛇。
And raise for our salvation.
这个铜蛇被举起来，就是为了我们的救，拯救我们。
So then you will be saved.
这样我们就会得救。
Okay, here is about you're dating a person that's in denominations and for a year or someone's, and how should you go on?
这地方有个问题讲到说你正在和这个不在主会府里聚会的人在交往，那怎么办？有一年了，这怎么办？
Well, I think the brothers and sisters in denomination is also our dear brother and sister, as long as he generated by eternal life.
所以首先我们要知道，不管一个人在哪个公会里面，他只要是重生的，都是我们的弟兄姊妹。
The local church, the ground of local church is not locality.
这个地方教会的立场，它不是在哪个地，不是在那个地点的问题。
The ground of local church is oneness.
这个地方立场的这个要点是一。
We are one with all God's regenerated children.
我们与所有重生的神的儿女都是一。
We love all our Father has given birth to.
我们爱我们的父所生的所有的儿女。
So the important thing is whether this person is truly regenerated.
关键是这个人到底有没有真正得救。
Because that is the key.
这是很关键的。
As I mentioned earlier, if we have different life, it's like fish and bird.
如果我前面提过，如果我们有这个不同的生命，就像一个鱼和鸟一样。
They can love one another, but it will be tough to choose a living place.
虽然鸟和鱼彼此这个羡慕相爱，但是他们很难找到一个共同生活的地方。
So I think we need to be clear that whether the person is regenerated.
我们首先要确定对方是不是真正得救。
If so, then it's a dear brother or sister.
如果真的得救了，那还是我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And the ground oneness is a ground that leaves no human choices.
这个立场的问题呢，是让人没有任何参与的机会的。
As long as we start choosing the church.
当我们在选择在哪个教会聚会的时候
，like we choose restaurant.
就像我们选餐馆一样
，choose clubs.
像这个到一些这个俱乐部一样
，it will be division after division.
那下去以后就会一直分裂不断。
It's just like if we choose spouse and if we think we can divorce, then we will be divorce after divorce.
就像我们选择了一个配偶，但是我们选择的时候就想着说，实在不行，离了婚再来嘛。如果那样的话，你就会一直不断的离婚的。
Because the problem is not others, the problem is us.
问题不在于别人，问题往往都在于我们自己。
It's my own choice that stumbled me.
啊，是我自己的选择，往往让我自己绊跌。
So the salvation is God's choice, not my choice.
啊，救恩是神所拣选的，不是我拣选的。
The church stand on the ground of oneness is because in this matter about what church is not my choice.
啊，当这个讲到立场的时候，到底哪个人在哪地方，这个实在是这个不是这个人有太多的自主权的。
I can choose colleagues, I can choose neighbors, I can choose friends, I cannot choose brothers and sisters.
我可以选择这个我的同事、我的工作地方、我的邻居，但是我很难选择谁做我的弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister was born.
弟兄姊妹们是生出来的。
Of my parents.
是从我父母生出来的。
I never selected them.
我从来没有机会选择他们是谁。
I have no right to deselect them.
我也更没有权利啊，不要他们。
So the church in New York include all the regenerated God's children that lives in New York.
纽约是教会，是包括所有真正重生得救的。弟兄姊妹的。
And we meet here not because we choose to meet here.
我们在这地方聚会不是因为我们选择在这聚会的。
It's because we have no choice, that's why we meet here.
是因为我们没有别的选择，所以我们只有在这个地方来聚会的。
Because God did not give us the right to choose his body and members.
所以主没有给我们权利来选择他的身体和他的肢体。
That right is the Lord's, not mine.
那个权利是主的，不是我们的。
So, as far as this person in the denomination, as long as he's regenerated, he is our dear brother or sister.
你所交往的这一位他无论在哪个公会里面，如果是他是真正重生得救的，就是我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And the same life will have the same feeling and same nature.
如果是有同样的生命，就应该有同样的感觉和性情。
Maybe a different level of maturity and development.
也许在不同的这个发展的阶段和成熟的阶段。
But it's the same kind.
但是最起码是同样的是同类的。
At least it's not like fish and bird or dog and cat.
最起码不像这个鸟和鱼或者是狗和猫的关系。
So I think if you have mutual attraction and you're both regenerated, you can pray to the Lord that open the eyes of the other party's heart, eyes, and really see the vision of what the Lord is doing today.
如果是你们彼此爱慕你就要祷告，盼望主能开他的眼睛，能够看到主在这个今时代这份指示所启示给我们的。
And I believe if the person is really a regenerated person and really care about the Lord and pursue the Lord, sooner or later he will be on this way.
你要知道，如果那个人是真正得救的，并且关心主的心意的话，早晚他会走到这条道路上来的。
Because this is the way.
因为这是独一的道路。
Not a human choice, but God's way.
不是人的选择，却是神的道路。
It's God's choice to eliminate human choices.
认为神的选择会把人的选择一点点给铲除掉的。
So I think that's my answer.
那是我的答案。
Yeah.
Okay.
你要翻吗？
Also, I don't know what when this question was asked, whether the sister has ever shared why we are here, why we're in the Lord's recovery and taking the ground of oneness to her boyfriend.
问题的这个姊妹，我不知道你有没有机会啊，像你这个交往的这位弟兄呢，讲过什么是主的恢复，为什么我们走主恢复的道路。
On one hand, like we need to be clear about why we are here.
我们自己首先要清楚我们为什么在这里。
Okay. And then also pray that the other party may also get clear. But if you don't share with them, the Lord will not share and send another angel to to talk to.
你要知道你自己首先要清楚，当然你要还要祷告，能有机会给对方分享。因为你如果不和他分享的话，主不会送另外一个天使来给他分享的。
So, on one hand, when you're praying, but also you need to really get clear why we're here, and also pray the Lord give you the utterance that you can share that to the other party.
所以盼望你真的是祷告，让主啊给你智慧和这个合适的发表，能够把你所看见的分享给对方。
Okay. Also, I add something about the other one that when earlier question about that we never see our spouse meet our expectation, or we have, you know, it's not 100% perfect.
我再补一点，就是刚才那个问题讲到说我们的配偶没有办法完全让我们满意就是那个问题。
Because First Peter chapter 3 talk about the husband and wife are the partners of the grace of life.
彼得前书第三章讲到说丈夫和妻子是一同承受生命之恩的。
Why is talk about the grace of life? Grace is that something actually we didn't work, but it's the Lord add to us.
为什么讲生命之恩？那个恩典本身就是我们不是从我们的劳苦得来的，乃是主加给我们的。
So we need to help one another to be the co-partners, join heirs.Of the grace of life.
我们需要彼此帮助，让我们能够一同来成为这个救恩的承受者。
Because in our marriage, that we all come from different background, different disposition, different likeness or different unlikeness, all kind of things. We're all different.
在我们这个婚姻里面，这个双方都来自不同的家庭、不同的背景，有不同的个性，很多这些方面都是不一样的。
The Lord, when He talked to Adam, He called a helpmate, make the wife a helpmate.
当这个神和亚当说话的时候，神为亚当造了一个帮助者。
And in some translation, they also make like counterpart.
有些翻译把它翻成配偶。
Or that word can be used explained that as like complement.
另外也有的翻译说成为他的补满。
So none of us are fully perfect in one way. We need the other party to complement.
我们没有一个人是完美无缺的，我们需要另外的一半来补满我们。
And if we see our marriage.Is the opportunity to gain the grace and gain it together, then the Lord can work something in our marriage life.
如果我们是我们的婚姻是两个人都得到恩典的话，主会在我们的婚姻里面来，真是做他自己要做的。
If we are not satisfied or we are happy with the other party, then maybe that person is also not happy with who I am, right?
如果我们对对方不满意，或者有很多不能满足的地方，说不定对方也用同样的眼光在看我们。
So if we keep looking at all this imperfect area of the other party, and our marriage will become very sour, very bitter.
当我们总是拿那种眼光来看对方的缺点的时候，这个婚姻就会变得又苦又涩。
Calvin and I, we also have a lot of different disposition and different kind of things. But I always turn off when she's different than me. I say, "Oh, well, praise the Lord. Here's an opportunity to gain grace."
当他们两个也是很多方面是不一样的，当这个碰到这一些不一样的情形发生的时候，他就会说：“主啊，谢谢你，这是我得到恩典的机会。”
I'm a very sensible person. She's a very logical person.
王弟兄是一个很敏感的人，这个王姊妹呢是一个很有逻辑的人。
So when we first got married, my mind, you know, sometimes when I was share something that is all jumbled together, she described me as like a plate of spaghetti, never can find a train of thought.
啊。当这个结婚以后呢，他就发现呢，当他分享一些事情的时候，他的思路啊，有时候会这个乱得像一盘子这个意大利面条一样，找不到头绪啊。
And she's very clear-minded, very logical.
他的头脑呢，王子们的头脑也是非常清楚，而且呢是逻辑性很强。
And she's a chief debate in the college, and she won several competitions.
他在大学的时候是这个辩论社的社长，好几年，叫什么？
辩论高
手。主辩。
辩论高手，所以为学校数年争得名声啊。
So when I realized that, I can never debate with her.
当我意识到他是辩论高手，我也是这种情形的时候呢，我就尽量的不和他辩论，因为我永远赢不了的。
But I also realized, praise the Lord, she has something that I don't have.
另外一面呢，我也意识到，哎，他有的是我没有的。
So she is my trainer to train, make my entangled mind into more logical.
我就意识到他是要把我这个一塌糊涂的心思理出头绪来的一个很好的训练者。
Amen.
So why not?
为什么不从他学习呢
？So many years that.Now my mind also become a little bit logical.
经过多年的被他训练，我的头脑终于开始有点头绪了。
Especially you have a 24 hours trainer around you.
特别是你有一个24/7的这个训练者，24/7，就是全天候的训练者一直在你旁边。
So it is always an opportunity with.Don't keep looking at the different area, the one that you are not satisfied. Look at that; those areas are for the grace of light to come in.
不要老盯着那个不同的地方，要把那个不同的地方当成是我们赢得更多恩典的机会。
Amen.
Here there are two questions. Basically, Phil, I think that it's the same, similar question. Basically, you feel the Lord loves some other people more than you love you.
这里面有两个问题很相近，就是一般的这个的思想就是你总认为神爱别人过于爱你。
So one is because didn't get a visa lottery, and then other saints got a visa lottery.And the other is that feel like a stepchild because the business life is not that smooth. So basically, you just feel the Lord doesn't love you. You should love you more, or the Lord loves some other brother and sister more than you.
一个问题指出来就是拿签证，别人拿到了你没拿到；另外一个是在生意上，好像别人比你做的怎么更好一点，还是怎么样？你反正总的感觉就是好像是主有偏爱，偏爱了别人，好像冷落了你一样。
You know, whatever the Lord says is law.
你要首先意识到，主无论说了什么话，那个话就成了
公理，
就成了公理。
It's always operate that way.
而且这个公理就一直是这样来运行的。
So the Lord in Romans, and I think we all know that verse, all things work together for those who love.God.
我们知道罗马书第八章讲到说万有互相效力叫爱神的人得益处
The verse did not say all things work together for those God loves
但是那节不是说万有互相效力要让神所爱的人来得益处的
It says work together for those who loves God
而是说让那些爱神的人得益处
God loves us all, but only those who love God can appreciate all things work is working together for him.
神爱所有的人，但是只有那些爱神的人，神才让万有互相效力，让他们得益处。
So, whenever, once I recognize that, I know whenever I feel things are not working out for me.
一旦我认识到这个公理，当事情不是顺心如意的时候。
For example, I didn't get the visa other people did. My job is not going so well. If I think that things are not working together for me, I know what's the problem.
所以呢，当比如说我别人拿到签证，我没拿到签证，当别人的在生意上做得比我好的时候，我会意识到我的问题到底是什么。
The problem is I am not loving God.
我的问题就是我。爱神，我
不再爱神，
我没有爱神。
Because God's word says so.
因为主的话就是这么讲的。
All things work together for those who love Him.
万有互相效力是让爱他的人得益处的。
So if I feel things are not working together for me, then I'm not those who love God.
如果万有没有效力为了我得益处的话，那我就意识到我没有爱神。
So if I'm the one that love God.All things work together for me.
如果我是一个爱神的人，那万有都会互相效力，是为了我效力的。
Even situation that's adverse, still working for me.
即使是在不顺心的环境下，我也知道那还是为了我的益处。
As long as I'm those who love God.
就只要是我是一个爱神的人。
So, brother, sister, I think this is very fundamental that do you believe in God's word?
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常非常基本的，就是你到底爱不爱神？
你到底相不相信神的话？
你到底相不相信神的话
？How do you take God's word?
你到底是怎么样对待主的话
？Do you selectively take God's word or twist God's word to for your benefit or start doubting God's word or you just take God's word as
你到底是选择性的接受主的话，还是把主的话扭来扭去，为了适应我的需要，还是你就直接来接受领受主的话
？If God says so, I take it.
如果是主的话这么说的，我就接受。
He says, all things work together for those who love God.
他说，万有互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So if things are not working together for me, it's my problem.
如果万有没有在一起，万有互相效力为了我的益处的时候，我就知道问题是在我。
It's because my heart is not loving God. If my heart loves Him, I will be so grateful for every situation.
如果我的心是真正爱神的话，无论外面环境如何，我的心都会满了感恩。
And no matter what happened, I always think, oh, the Lord loved me so much. That's why He arranged this to happen.
如果任何事情发生，如果我的心是对的，我会说感谢主，这是他安排所有的环境是为了我。
To conform me into His image.
是要把我磨成他的形象。
To glorify me as His son.
是要把我是要让我作为他的儿子得荣耀。
So, I have no word of comfort to you.Except believing God's word.
我没有安慰你的话，但是我确实有一个劝导，就是要相信主的话。
If He says so, it is so.
如果是他说的，就是这事情就定了。
So I think we need to question our own hearts versus question God's heart.
我们需要来检查我们的心，不要去检查神的心。
God's already said He loves us. He only has blessing for us, no curse.
主的话已经说了，他会一直爱我们，不会咒诅我们。
Whether you believe it or not, doesn't change His heart.
就是你不管你相信不相信，你没办法来改变他的心。
If you believe it, if you love Him, you will benefit from all things.
你如果爱他，如果接受，你会从任何环境里面都会得着益处。
So, brother and sister, we have to know who is Jehovah.
我弟兄姊妹，我们需要真的知道谁是耶和华。
Jehovah.
耶和华。
He is Jehovah.
他是耶和华。
He is the great I am.
他是这伟大的我是。
Whatever you need, He is.
无论你需要什么，他都是。
And His power. this surpassing power is toward those who believe.
他向着那信的人，他的能力是何等超越的浩大。
Do you believe?
你相信不相信？
So don't question God, question ourselves.
不要质问神，要问问我们的存心。
So I want to say that this morning, how we need to humble before the Lord and say, Lord, I want to know you. I need to know you. You are Jehovah.
今天早上我们从这分享里就知道，我们需要真的谦卑下来，好好问一问主啊，你是谁？
Again, this is not a matter of right or wrong. It's wise or foolish.
我再说，这和对和错没关系，这不是对错的问题，乃是智慧还是愚拙的问题。
If we're wise, we submit to Him and learn His law.
如果我们是有智慧的，我们会会这个。
God is 就
会
在他面前，
伏在他面前，能够从他真的是学习他的法则。
And you will know, then you will know when you love God, all things work together for you.
你会知道，当你爱他的时候，所有的事情都会互相效力来帮助你。
Actually, at any time I feel God doesn't love me, I know it's because my heart doesn't love God.
任何时候我发现我没有得着益处的时候，我就会知道。
我觉得神不爱我。
神不爱我的时候，我就知道
是
我不爱他了。
So when I love Him, I think He loves me.
当我爱他的时候，我就知道他也爱我。
So I just take two human.
我就拿两个人做比喻。
I sometimes have a brother or sister come to me because they love certain one.
当他们来到我面前的时候，他们告诉我他们爱某个人。
And I know that certain one is not really at current stage, not interested in this person.
并且我也知道他所爱慕的那个人呢，现在对他不感兴趣。
But you know, the definition of love, there's one that love hopes all things. 爱是凡事盼望。
我们知道这个爱的时候啊，都是。爱是爱，凡事盼望啊。
So I know this brother and sister described to me as if that person is interested in.
我知道这个人，这个弟兄或姊妹向我讲另外一个的时候，似乎是他认为对方也在爱他。
I said, well, do you have any evidence? Can you tell me? And there's really no evidence.
我就会问他们说，你有没有任何证据说对方真的是爱你呢？真的没有证据。
He loves that person, so even that person kind of looked this way and said, "Oh, he looked at my direction." Well, he actually was just scanning through the room.
有时候当我们自己啊，这个有点那个，在爱里面有点虚幻的时候，当他那个对方转个身的时候，你都会发现，哎呦，他在看我了。实际上是那个人正在巡视整个房间。
So I just give you this little example that this person loved the other person, so he always think that person is interesting.
Yeah, 所以呢，我就用这个做例子，就是当这个人爱慕那个人的时候啊，他就一直想着那个人也会用同样的爱来爱他。
So when we love God, we feel that God loves me.
但当我们爱神的时候，我们就一定会知道神在爱我们。
But in this case, if we're fortunate, God does love us.
在这个情形里面，他不就是非常的有幸的，他是真的，因为神是真爱我们。
But if you feel God doesn't love you, it's because you don't love God.
当你认为神不爱你的时候，是因为其实是因为你不爱神了。
So don't question God's love.
不要怀疑神的爱。
Question our heart.
来，确实要检查我们的心。
We must turn and see.
我们需要转来看见神。
See God's love us.
我们需要看见神爱我们。
We can pray, Lord, I want to see your love. Forgive me that I don't see enough, but I want to see.
我们要祷告说，主啊，我愿意看见你的爱，我看得不够，我真的需要看见你对我的爱。
I remember one time a sister who's a mother of four kids and give a testimony that she was so upset.
有一次我看到一个姊妹，她是四个孩子的妈妈，有一次她这个做见证，她说她有一次非常不高兴。
Because she out of love she disciplined one of her boys.
因为她这个管教了其中一个孩子。
And the boy said, You don't love me.
那个孩子就对他说：“你不爱我。”
The mother said, "Give me a break. I don't love you."
妈妈就给他，就对他喊着说：“你在说什么？”
If I don't love you, I won't even waste the time.
他说：“如果我不爱你，我连我哪要花这个心血来对付你呢？”
So anyway, I think if we say, "Lord, you don't." Why are you, do you love others more than me? The Lord probably will say, "Give me a break."
当我们说主啊，你为什么爱别人过于爱我的时候
，I already died for you. What else do you want me to prove?
我相信主也会告诉你说 ，Give me a break. 我都为你死了，还要什么
？I gave you the Spirit already. I lived in you. What are you talking about?
我已经为你死，为你活，现在都住作为灵住在你里头了，你还要什么？
So anyway, I apologize. I have no comfort for you. My words, I don't want you to wallow in your self-pity, because that leads you nowhere. Rise up.
我也没办法安慰你，我只能告诉你，你里面不要嘀咕来嘀咕去，那个只能让你下沉啊。我告诉你啊，站起来吧。
Rise up and start loving God.
起来爱神。
Then you know God how much God loves you.
你那个时候就会意识到神有多么的爱你。
I have another verse for you that helped me a lot.
我再把我帮助过我一个帮助过我的一个经节啊给你。
And that's a very harsh word to take.
啊，这句话呀，这不太容易下咽。
But it's part of the word of God.
但却是主的话。
Every word is a law.
每句话都是公理。
This Lord Jesus said to the disciple of John the Baptist.
主这句话是对这个施浸的约翰说的。
When they questioned why Jesus not saving John out of the prison.
他们来问主为什么不拯救这个从把约翰从狱里面救出来的时候
，Because he certainly can perform anything he wants.
你要知道，主可以做任何事情。
But the Lord did not save John the Baptist.
但是主却没有救施浸者约翰的命。
And so when John the Baptist sent the disciple come and questioned Jesus, "Are you the one, or we're waiting for someone else?"
当这个施浸的约翰让他两个门徒来找主耶稣，问他说：“你是不是要来的一位，还是我们在等，还要等别人？”
And Jesus' answer is, "Tell John, the blind see, the dumb speak, the leper got saved, the lame start walking. Basically, I saved a lot of people except you."
当主告诉他们说：“你们去告诉施浸的约翰，就是那使他使瞎子看见，瘸子行走，死人复活，这个穷人有福音传给他们等等，告诉他们说这些我都做了，我就是不坐在你身上。”
And then said, "Tell John, those blessed are those who are not stumbled by me."
他说：“凡不因我绊跌的，就有福了。”
Before that, in Matthew 5 and 6, there's a lot in 9 blessings. That blessed are those who are pure in heart. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Blessed are those who make peace. There's a lot of blessing, 9 blessings. Yeah.
在马太福音第五章有九福，就是讲到邻里贫穷有福了，清心的也有福了等等。
But this blessing is in chapter 11.
这些祝福在十一章。
In a situation none of us could understand.
在一个我们大家都不容易明白的环境里面，情形里面。
Blessed are those who are not stumbled by me.
结果这地方说，凡不因我绊跌的，就有福了。
So oftentimes we get stumbled by the Lord.
很多时候我们是会因主绊跌的。
Because he doesn't do things according to our wishes.
因为他不照着我们的愿望来做我们要他做的事儿。
But you have to recognize who is Jehovah.
你一定要意识到谁是耶和华。
He is sovereign God.
他是有主宰的神。
He is not our mighty assistant.
他不是我们大能的助手。
When he said, "Blessed are those who are not stumbled by me. If you're not stumbled, you are blessed."
当他说凡不因他绊跌的有福了，如果你不被他绊跌，那你真的就有福了。
Because we may not understand, but his heart toward us is still love.
虽然我们不理解，但是他向着我们的心还是满了爱。
If we get stumbled and walked away, we will have no blessing.
如果我们被绊跌，从他 离开他，那我们就没有祝福了。
But we hang around and just say, Lord, I want to understand. I don't understand. I take it, but please help me understand.
如果我们 不离开，而是在他面前流泪 流畅说，主啊，我不明白，但是我愿意明白。
In the meantime, I still love you.
但是同时呢，主啊，我还是爱你。
I still love you.
主啊，我 还是爱你。
You will then know the Lord's love.
那个时候你会明白神的爱。
You will have all sufficient grace.
你会有够用的恩典。
This is by faith.
这个是凭信来经历的。
Not by seeing.
这个是不是凭眼见。
If we can see all the blessing, why does it take faith?
如果眼睛能看见所有的祝福的话，所有的恩典的话，就不需要信心了。
But this way is by faith, not by sight.
这是凭信看见，不是凭眼见的。
And Lord wants voluntary lovers.
主需要自愿来爱他的人。
Willing lovers.
愿意自动自发的来爱他的人。
So those who are willing.Will find his unsearchable riches and unconditional love.
这些愿意的都会发现他追测不尽，并且无穷无尽的爱。
But the way he does things, he has his wisdom.
你要知道，他做每件事都是有他的智慧在其中的。
So all I can say is, please don't doubt the Lord's love.
我要说的就是，不要怀疑主的爱。
Don't doubt the Lord's wisdom.
不要怀疑他的智慧。
Don't doubt the Lord's ability to save us to the uttermost.
不要怀疑他会拯救我们到底。
Oftentimes in a adverse situation in my life,
有很多时候在我生活里有些这个很糟糕的情形的时候，
I just declare this.
我就会宣告这些话。
Lord, I do not doubt your love.
我会宣告说，主啊，我不怀疑你的爱。
I do not doubt your wisdom.
我不怀疑你的智慧。
I do not doubt your ability to save me to the end.
我不怀疑你会拯救我到底。
And start praising and thanking.
而后开始赞美并且感谢。
By faith.
在信心里赞美并感谢。
Then Satan will shut up.
撒旦就会闭嘴。
Then we won't even feel how much the Lord loves us.
有那个时候，我们甚至于无法感觉和领略神对我们的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
I also wanted to add a few things along this point.
在这条这个思想上，我再加一点点点，加一点。
Because from the question, the tone of those questions, probably several questions, seems like they have bitterness there.
从这几个问题的里面那个语气上来说，好像里面我感觉到有一点点苦涩。
I'm glad that Caroline that you used that the word is it depends on our heart. If we love the Lord, then everything works for good.
我这个刚才我非常宝贝这个王姊妹用了这个那些话，就是只要我们爱他的话，所有的事情都会带来益处。
We need to learn, especially in those situations that when it doesn't work as according to our wish, then what we should do.
尤其是我们需要学习，当事情不顺心如意的时候，我们该怎么办
？We can murmur, we can complain.
我们可以发怨言，可以在后面抱怨。
Or we can still praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is the portion you assigned for me.
还是要可以赞美，可以感谢主，这是你给我的份。
I just used that the David, King David, Psalm, written by David.
我用大卫所写的诗来做个例子。
If you have it, probably you can turn, I think Psalm 8,
你如果有的话，你打开，请你打开，这是诗篇第八篇。
Verse 1, O Jehovah, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
第一节说，哦，耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其尊大。
You who has set your glory over the heavens.
啊，你讲你的荣耀彰显于天。
Out of the mouth of babes and the sucklings, you have established strength.
你从婴孩和吃奶者的口中建立了能力。
Because of your adversaries, to stop the enemy and avenger.
你在你的仇敌
对头
和仇敌面前，啊，
是
仇敌和报仇的
闭口
无言。
啊，以前当我读这个啊，我啊 ，in the past when I read this psalm, I said, "Wow, how wonderful! Such a praise."Such a song of praise coming out of David.
过去我读这个诗篇的时候，我会非常感叹，说哦，这样的赞美从大卫口中出来。
And maybe David probably is in his leisure time. Everything is comfortable, no enemy, and surrounding is excellent.
那个时候，也许大卫这个天天过着很舒适的生活，啊，所有的仇敌都被征服，那地方也没有什么征战，外里外环境都一片太平。
But then, when I realized that this above verse one, there's something talk about on the gittys, to the choir director on the gittys.
我的看这个诗篇下面诗篇第八篇下面有一个小短句，说他是给他这个交给这个灵长，是
用加特的乐器，
用加特的乐器 ，Giddy。
So I go into the first Samuel about Giddy。
我到这个撒母耳记上去查什么是这个加特。
It's very interesting that when David was persecuted by Saul, and he fled into the city called Gath.
当这个扫罗逼迫大卫的时候，大卫就跑到了一个城叫
加特。That is a Philistine city.
那是非利士人的一个城。
You know, when David killed Goliath.
当这个大卫杀了哥利亚以后。
这个 Goliath is hometown is Gath.
啊，
哥利亚
的家乡就是加特，他的老家就是加特。
For several hundred years, Gath produced such a super giant.
你要知道，好几百年，那个加特的地方是产生巨人的地方。
But only to produce this one giant.
哦，对不起，几百年就出来了这么一个伟人。
So, all the citizens, the Philistines in that town, probably they were all proud of their super warrior.
当然，那个他的老家那个加特的地方，可能所有的百姓，都很都为了他们的地方产生这么一个这样一个能征惯战的一个巨人呢，应该感到很自豪。
But now their superhero was killed and slaughtered by David.
结果呢，这样一个能征惯战的巨人却是被这么一个大卫打死了。
And now David is fleeing from Saul and come into our town.
你要知道大卫因为从扫罗面前逃跑啊，结果跑到了加特，就是哥利亚的老家来了。
Why I can say that? Because from verse 2 said because of your adversary.
啊，因为第二节讲到说你的
对头。
对，是仇敌，
不是应该这里是犯的对头
啊，
应该是我因你因对头，
你因对头的缘故啊，对 adversary 就是对头嘛，是吧？
所以 who is this adversary？
那个对头是谁呢
？Adversary is someone that originally is in this one camp, but now for some reason not become the adversary, but it's not an enemy. Enemy is totally just like Philistine to Israelites.
对头是什么呢？对头就是原来和你在一起，现在站在另外一边了。
So like,
这和敌人还不一样，敌人是很清楚的。
Satan is like, is Satan was God's angel, but now he rebelled, so he became God's adversary.
你比如说撒旦，他原来是神的天使长，到后来他背叛以后啊，他就成了神的对头。
So Saul was originally anointed by God to be the king of Israel.
扫罗原来是被神所高做以色列的王的。
But now he rebelled. He turned away, actually turned away from Jehovah, and he wanted to kill David.
后来他这个背叛耶和华，反过来反而想杀大卫。
So here, because of your adversary, because Saul was persecuting me, that's why I ran into gate.
你要知道，他说因为扫罗在逼迫我，所以我跑到这个加特来了。
But what I can do? So David, when he went there and saw the Philistine there, tried to kill him.He has to pretend that he was become insane and become mad.
你要知道怎么办呢？大卫跑到那地方，因为非利士人想杀他，最后大卫呢就装疯。
He has to dribbling saliva and pretend that he is really, really insane person.
他在那装疯卖傻，口水都从嘴角流出来啊，在那地方胡言乱语。
So the king of Gate thought, "Oh, here's the insane person. Oh, that's okay."
所以加特的王就说他都疯了 还管他干什么就让他待着吧
Then after that David went to a nearby mountain and then there were also another 400 they were being persecuted they were poor but also they were poor in their soul they were troubled afflicted in their soul all run toward him
所以后来呢，大卫跑到旁边一个山里，住在那个洞里面。后来有400个人，都是和他情形差不多的，是尤其是他们魂里面愁苦的人，能够来到一起啊，就加入了他这个行列里面。
Think about David in his situation. Nothing goes along his desire.
你想一想大卫那时候的光景，没有一件是顺心的事情。
Not only he himself, he was persecuted for no reason, and now there are 400.Also, poor suffering in their soul also surrounded him.
你要知道，大卫本身就是一个被人逼迫，这个里面很愁苦的人。结果呢，不但他自己愁苦，后来来了400个和他一样愁苦的人，加到他里面来了。
So you can just imagine when two suffering people in their soul when they come together, what they do? Complain.
如果两个都是心里愁苦的人来到一起，那他们该怎么办呢？就是彼此抱怨。
Complain, 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 and complain multiply.
最后这个彼此抱怨，彼此抱怨，这个抱怨呢，就是彼此堆加是
无以复加
了。
But what? See here, David wrote the song. He said that in on getting, 用加略用
加
特
的
调。
结果这地方他说写这首诗呢，是用加特的乐器，就是加特的调来唱的。
Here's actually says that.On the tune of Gath, that city, maybe they have some kind of music or tune. So David wrote this. So what he's experienced this terrible situation, but he said, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you have established strength. Because your adversary, Saul, is persecuting me, but out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, stop the enemy. Enemy is the Philistine. And avenger, they want to avenge my life for Goliath.
你要知道大卫在这个地方他可能是用的这个加特这个地方小调啊来谱的这首诗因为在那地方呢不仅是有人要有不仅有他的仇敌就像非利士人更有在非利士人里面想为这个加这个哥利亚呀报仇的人来找他麻烦的
And so here's one psalm actually David didn't write it when everything is according to his will.
结果这首诗啊，这个大诗篇第八篇，并不是在这个歌舞升平、一片太平的光景下写出来的。
It's actually written when David was in the very terrible situation.
反而这首诗是在大卫非常窘迫的光景下写出来的。
So we need to learn, turn to our spirit.
所以我们需要学习转回到我们的灵里。
Don't look at situation around.
不要看周围的环境
Open our mouth to praise him.
张开口赞美我们的主
And then Psalm 16 also said David said You allotted my portion And the portion is situated in the beautiful place
在诗篇第十六篇 大卫还是 也是一样的赞美他说我的产业坐落在佳美之处
you look situation is really good? No.
你要看看你真的情形是那么好美好吗？不是的。
So we should pray the Lord for the couple, for our spouse, for the situation. Don't just look at. If we love the Lord, if we turn our heart to praise Him, He will turn the bitter water into sweet water.
所以我们当我们看到看我们配偶看我们家人的时候，不要有那种抱怨的心态，反而要转这个心态，这样的话苦水就会变甜。
You know, when we are in this troubled situation, our soul is really troubled.
当我们在为难的光景的时候，我们的魂是相当受苦的。
So our soul is like a lot of enemies were, and they were shooting the darts and all kind of things going on. But when we turn into praise the Lord, the enemy's mouth and avenger's mouth will shut up.
当我们在魂里边想来思来想去的时候，仇敌的火箭火烧的箭就会射我们的魂。当我们张开口赞美的时候，
all the enemies of
所有仇敌和报仇的嘴巴都要被封起来。
Amen. This is secret.
Amen.
这是秘诀。
So don't just praise the Lord when everything goes well.
不要光在一切都顺利的时候赞美主。
We need to learn in the situation not good and terrible and suffering. Open your mouth like babes and suckling.
当环境不顺利不顺畅的时候，那个时候我更需要我们张开口像吃奶的婴孩一样张口赞美。
And also in Psalm 18, David said, Oh Jehovah, I love you.
当在诗篇第十八篇，大卫张开口说：“哦，耶和华呀，我爱你。”
We need in those situations say, Lord, I love you.
在那些情形下，我们需要说：“主啊，我爱你。”
And also another person that you know this talk about the love that he loved the Lord situation is that this morning we talk about we need to know Jehovah, right?
今天早上我们交通。我们需要认识耶和华。
And in the Bible, only one person point out God is spirit, God is love, God is light.
在这个圣经里面，只有一个圣经的作者一直讲神就是爱，神就是光，神就是生，神就是灵。
Who is that person?
那个人是谁呢？
John.
约翰。
Disciple of John.
使徒约翰。
But in the Gospel of John, it's very interesting. I noticed four times when John pointed out, actually it's him, but he didn't describe I or John. He said, the disciple whom Jesus loved.
在这个约翰福音里面，这个约翰 有几次讲到他自己的时候，他没用我，他反而用耶稣所爱的那门徒。
So John...He's always immersed in the love of God. Maybe not according to his wish.
好像这个约翰在这个他的著作里面有表达出来，他一直沐浴在神的爱里面一样。
Gospel of John was written almost like probably 40 to 50 years later than the other Gospels.
四福音里面，约翰福音可能比其他福音书晚写了四五十年。
But John still remembered.The disciple whom Jesus loved.
但约翰却是非常清楚地记得他是主耶稣所爱的那门徒。
So whenever we feel like the Lord really treat other people, other saints better than me, try to say, I'm the one Jesus loved.
当我们有这种感觉，觉得弟兄姊妹主爱其他弟兄姊妹过于爱我的时候，我们心里面有个感觉说，我是主所爱的那门徒。
In my early Christian life, that I was really benefited by learning how to sing some of the hymns in our hymnal.
在我这个得救初早年呢，这个我非常这个从唱诗歌来得着帮助。
Actually, at that time, I really don't know the Lord, and I don't think I know how to love Him.
那个时候，我不觉得我对主有多少认识，我也不觉得我对他有多少的爱。
But when I sing some of the hymns, I really wanted the love of the author can become my love.
但是当我唱那些诗歌的时候啊，我有一个很深切的感觉，我何等盼望那些诗歌的作者对主的爱也能成为我对主的爱。
So many times when I don't feel actually anything that the love of the Lord at all, but by singing those hymns, I have a desire, I have an aspiration, Lord, I wanted to love you.
虽然我感觉不到我对主有任何特别的爱，但是当我唱那些诗歌的时候，我里面就不住的有一些这个激动，觉得主啊，我爱你。
So when we are in the difficult situations, either try to turn to into praises rather than just murmuring and complaining.
当我们遇到为难的光景的时候，先不要开始这个抱怨，那是要转。把那些这个抱怨和这个怨言呢，能转成对主的赞美。
Oh, the other one is try to pick up a few love songs.
另外呢，可以选上一些诗歌。
And sing it with your heart to the Lord.
敞开你的心向主歌唱。
That singing and praising is just cast that tree into the bitter water.
那个唱诗赞美就是把那个树丢在苦水里。
Our life will become sweet.
我们的生命就会变得甜美起来。
Actually, this sharing responds to this question, about that you have a college home meeting in your home, and what material you should pursue in order to cultivate the love toward the Lord.
这地方讲到说，我们家里有这个大学生聚会，要在这个聚会里面用什么材料来培养弟兄姊妹对主的爱。
Actually, the best way to cultivate our love toward the Lord is sing those songs.
最好这个成全我们像培养我们对主的爱的话，是借着唱那些诗歌。
I always feel that if the Bible is love letter from God to man.
我们知道这个，我老觉得这圣经就是神给人的一本的情书。
Then hymn is a love letter between from man to God.
我觉得这诗歌呢，就是人给神的。情书。
So singing those hymns really bring us into loving God.
借着唱这些唱诗呢，把人的爱带给神。
So I just want to answer that question. Really singing those longing or songs about loving the Lord really help to cultivate our love to Him.
多唱一些向着主的爱的诗歌，能够来培养这些向着主的爱。
And then in our meeting, we also use new beginners 12 lessons to.Lay a very good foundation for the student.
我们在我们的聚会里面也许多次用这个信徒成全那十二课，那个也是会打下一个很好的基础。
Right, and then I have just a few questions that are very different, so I'd like to answer. One is about our personality or our character. Is that born or can be developed?
下面有几个很不一样的问题，就是第一个想到我们的我们的性格是天生的吗？还是后面可以被神改变
？Okay, I think personality and character are a little different.
这个个性和我们的性情是不一样的。
Yeah, character can really be. I think personality is more of a lot of part that is born.
我们的个性是很多时候是天生的。
But 特性 character is.Certainly can be built.
我们的特性或者说我们的性格的一部分是可以改变的。
Because what our action, if a repeated action become our habit, the sum of our habit is our character.
当我们在一直做一些事情，那些事情成为我们的习惯的时候，那个习惯就变成了我们的
习惯的总和。
习惯的总和就是我们的特性了。
Right.So we can certainly start building some habits, good habits.
所以非常重要，我们应该开始操练我们一些的好的习惯。
So because good habits, the sum of a habit is our character.
因为所有习惯的总和就是我们的特性。
And habits come from repeated behavior.
而习惯呢，又从重复一些这个操练来的。
So really, our character can be developed and shaped.
我们的特性是可以成全，并且可以借着操练形成的。
So for example, diligence.
你比如说这个啊勤奋。
So maybe our natural disposition is laziness.
也许我们的天性就是懒惰。
But we can build up a character of being a diligent person.
但是我们确实可以把这样的性情变成勤奋的性情。
So that means then we need to be tight in our schedule.
这样我们最起码就是要学会啊，把我们的这个啊时间安排的紧凑。
And this also leads to a question about time management. I think time management is so important.
这就是如何来管理并使用时间，这也是非常重要的。
You have to know our time is God's given resource, not our own.
你要知道，时间是主所神所给我们的资源啊，这不是我们自己的。
Because He can give, He can take away.
他不但能给，他也可以把它拿掉。
When our time on earth is used up.Life is over.
当我们在地上的时间用完的时候，我们的生命就结束了。
Time is an irrecoverable, disposable, one-time use resource.
啊，时间是没办法这个可逆，也是失就像流水一样，失去就不一去就不复返的。
And it cannot be produced.
是没办法再滋生出来的。
Every day, God gives every human being 24 hours, not one second more and not one second less.
神给每一个人一天就是24小时，没有人多一秒，也没有人少一秒。
It's a gift from Him.
这是从主给来的这个给我们的这个恩赐。
But everything else issued from this free gift.
啊，所有的都是从这个免费的礼物出来的。
So we have to be very careful how we allocate this precious resource.
我们需要在使用这个分给我们这个资源上非常非常仔细。
First of all, we have to be conscientious about this precious finite resource.
首先我们需要在这个有限的资源上非常非常的这个谨慎。
So first we have to know we only have 24 hours.
我们一定要先意识到我们只有24小时。
We need to consciously allocate it.
我们需要很
谨
慎的警觉的来如何分配使用这些时间。
Not wasting any time.
不要浪费任何的时间。
Every time to be accounted for.
每一段时间都是有用的。
For example,Even when you're going out the meeting and waiting for car.
你比如说，你走从这个聚会结束以后走出去等车的时候。
Those few minutes, what's going through your mind?
就在那几分钟里面，你头脑里在思考什么
？Could be blank, then you totally wasted it.
如果是里面是完全一片空白，你就完全浪费掉时间了。
Could be thinking about who says some bad thing about you and who's gossip and some news, it could be totally vain.
你如果在里面想谁对你好谁对你不好哪地方发生什么事情那完全就是成为虚空的虚空。
But if you use those few minutes even to contemplate and consider the word that you read or start praying before the Lord and tell the Lord your aspiration and start some conversation with the Lord then the time is not wasted.
如果那利用那几分钟想一想你甚至有些祷告想一想主的话跟主说说话这个时间就一点都没有浪费。
I am a very busy person.
实际上我是一个很忙的人。
So I have to use all these fragmented small times to get in touch with the Lord.
我需要用利用这些时间的空隙来和主有交通。
I was so comforted by what I heard about Brother Lee.Seldom pray over 5 minutes, but seldom let 5 minutes go without prayer.
我有一次我听到李弟兄那样讲，我很得安慰。他说他没有五分钟不祷告，而且但是每一次祷告也不超过五分钟。
So I feel, oh wow, that's what a relief.
我觉得哇，这真是好，这个对我来说正好使用。
Because I have many 5 minutes.
我有许许多多的五分钟。
I may not have 5 hours to kneel before the Lord, but I have many, many 5 minutes.
也许我没有一次没有那么长的时间，五个小时跪到主面前，但是我确实有许许多多五分钟的空档。
So I can use all these 5 minutes to pray.
我可以用这五分钟的空，这么许多五分钟的空档来祷告。
I can also pray when I'm sitting in the meeting, when I'm sitting in the car. I can be connected to the Lord.
无论我是坐在这个聚会里面，还是坐在车里面，我都可以用那五分钟和主有交通。
especially now the technology is so convenient to have MP3 to listen to reading verb, audio, Bible in audio.
这些日子，因为这个科技的发展，让我们可以把许多的圣经和书包录下来，可以随时听。
So I love to bring those audio Bible that I just listen and let the water in the word wash my mind.
我喜欢这个在这时候听这些圣经，让主话中之水一直洗我。
Even though a lot of words just go by like water, but still something will retain.
虽然这个话像流水一样过去，但是我相信总会有些东西留下来。
I spend a lot of time flying, and every time, if I forgot my MP3, one time I forgot MP3, I was so upset because I feel my whole flight is wasted. But if I brought my MP3 and listened to the Bible, I feel, wow, I mean the heavens.
我这个我在空中旅行的时间很多，很多时候我带着这个 MP3， 但有一次我忘了带了，那我那天非常懊悔。但是如果我带着的话，我一直在听的话，我就觉得那个时间没有浪费。
So we have to really grab all the 5 minutes and to be consider the Lord, listen to the word or pray.
我们需要抓住所有这些五分钟的间隙，这些空档，把它用起来，来听主的话，来和主有交通。
And then on all the things that we have to do, like work and so forth, spend a minute before the Lord and say, Lord, how can I do it most efficiently? Because time is very precious.
就是在开始工作以前，能不能花上一两分钟向主祷告，主啊，我应该怎么做才是最有效、最有效率？我不要浪费时间。
For example, if when we open our home, we have meals, and we have a habit that everyone wash their own dishes.
比如说，我们开家，开家请弟兄姊妹一起吃饭的时候，聚会吃饭的时候，我们要养成一个习惯，每个人自己洗自己的碗。
So the host only need to wash the common container.
那这样的话，我们这些做这开家的人呢，就只需要洗那些大家共用的东西。
Because this is the good way.
啊，这是一个好的办法。
Why do we give the burden to a few people?
我们为什么把所有的重担加在少数几个人身上呢？
If we need to move the chair in the meeting hall, if everyone move one, or like last night, 20 brother move 4, is much better than 2 brother move 80 chairs.
你比如说就在召会里面，比如说搬动椅子，你为什么非要一个人干呢？像昨天晚上20个弟兄每人带4把椅子，一下就干完了。如果一个人搬80把椅子，那就是一个很重的担子。
We need to have a sense that this is our home.
我们需要意识到召会就是我们的家。
We each one do our part.
我们在家里面每个人做我们该做的那一份。
When you stand up, pick up the trashes right around you, then there's no need to have a special cleaning.
你如果起来的时候把你周围的垃圾捡走，就不需要我们再搞大扫除。
If we need to move chair, each one move their own chair.
如果我们搬动椅子的时候，每个人搬动你自己的椅子。
It's no big deal.
这是件小事情。
So when we open our home, also we need to learn to cook. I mentioned.Very simple but delicious and healthy dishes.
我提到，当我们在家里做哀宴的时候，就做的简单啊，有营养，也大家也喜欢吃。
So I want to share a practice in at Hong Kong USD, which is our meeting is so wonderful.
我要分享一下我们在香港科技大学聚会的情形，是非常非常这个
There's one meeting on Saturday.
我们这个有周六有一个聚会。
We purposely let all the young people have the meeting on their own.
我们特别让这些青年人有他们自己的聚集。
And they have to do everything on their own, from buying grocery, cooking, cleaning, choosing the song, leading the message, fellowship, and cleaning up afterwards.
我们让他们自己采购、自己做饭、自己安排、自己选诗歌、自己选材料、自己带聚会，最后自己打扫卫生。
In the beginning, I was we did it. We just explained this to them. Of course, they were surprised because up to that point, several years ago, the older one does everything.
因为我跟他们讲的时候，他们有些吃惊，因为在这之前几年呢，就有些这个年长的弟兄姊妹把所有这些都包办了。
But now.They feel much better. They have ownership of this meeting.
这时候呢，他们感觉到非常好，因为他们是这个聚会的拥有者了。
They have a part, And they're a priesthood, a priest in the priesthood.
他们不但参与，他们还是成为一个祭司的体系。
So the practice is two brothers or two sisters sign up for two weeks at a time.
啊，我们让他们两个弟兄或两个姊妹一次啊签下来服侍两周。
Why? Because the first week is your role to coordinate the meeting content, like hymns and messages.
啊，第一周他们来那个配搭啊，安排诗歌和这个聚会的内容。
Then the following week is your turn to cook and clean.
啊，第二周就是你们要这个做饭，并且要清理。
Because in the church life, it's not lip service.
啊，在教会生活里面，不是只有这个只说不做。
So have to learn the practical service as well as learn to prophesy to build up the church.
不仅需要这个借着申言建造教会，更是需要参与实际的服事。
It's the same for brothers.And sisters.
对于弟兄和姊妹没有分别。
The brothers also need to cook. The sisters also need to prepare meeting material.
啊，弟兄也需要做饭，姊妹也需要预备聚会的内容。
It is so wonderful.
是，这是非常非常美好的聚会。
And the balance is in the body.
啊，在身体里面是有平衡的。
The brothers can cook very well now. They download recipe and they find, you know, how to, and they actually feel pretty proud.
现在弟兄们做饭做得相当好吃，他们从网上下载这个食谱啊，这个甚至于步骤，我也知道他们网上有很多 video 啊，边拿着 video 边炒菜，蛮好的。
And the sisters, we never share about head covering. They always cover their head when they prepare the meetings material and.Facilitate the meeting, but never really, you know, it's very proper.
我们姊妹们预备聚会的内容和聚会的时候呢，都是蒙头的啊。那虽然在这个过程里面，大家在那预备，但是大家都知道要自己站的地位。
So it is wonderful training.
这对他们来说也是个很好的训练。
This kind of repeated behavior will become our habits.
这样重复来做这些事情的时候，这就养成我们的习惯了。
The sum of our habits become our character.
这些习惯就会成为我们的本性。
So we should start with small behavior.
我们要从小的这个行动上来实际的操练。
Make a habit to pick up your own trash.
啊，比如说这个让这个捡你周围的垃圾成为你的习惯。
Make a habit to clean up your own dishes.
啊，你不让这个把这个洗碗洗盘碗变成你的习惯。
Make a habit.To keep the restroom clean after your use.
啊，当你用完厕所以后，你把厕所稍微弄干净一些，都成为你的习惯。
Right. Once you repeated this, it become your habit.
你这样重复来重复去，就成了你的习惯了。
That become our character.
这个就会成为我们的个性。
So this can certainly be trained.
这个是可以训练得出来的。
Also, in using our time, really have efficiency in mind because time.Is very precious.
当我们使用我们时间的时候，一定要考虑到有效的使用，因为时间对于我们来说太宝贵了。
So I can give you even one example in my own job.
我给你们描述一下我在工作上的一点经历。
For example, as a full-time faculty.
我现在是全职的做教授。
Or before I became, I just say as a faculty, as a teaching faculty, I can teach.Four different courses in one university, or I can teach in four universities the same course.
啊，比如说我做教授，我可以在一个学校里面教四门不同的课，或在四个不同的学校教一门课，教同样的一门课。
Which one is more efficient use of my time?
你觉得哪一种办法对我来说是更有效的使用时间
？Is teaching one course in four universities?
是。在四个不同的学校教同样一门课。
Because I can prepare one set of material and continuously improve, and I become very good in that one thing, and I teach in four universities versus trying to spread myself and get into four different areas, and none of them get enough of my time to become really, really good. So I choose conscious. It's conscious decision. I choose to.Concentrate, focus on one course, and become really good at it. Actually, it's so popular that you know I can teach anywhere.
啊，我选择就是最有效的办法，就是在四个学校教同一门课，因为我只要预备一套材料，啊，一直在这上面这个劳苦并且改进，所以这样的话，我可以在这一件事上花时间，并且变得对这一门课有相当有专长啊，这样的话就不至于在四门课上平均花时间，到最后哪一个也做不好啊。到现在我这一门课教的，在任何一个地方我都可以教。
And also, when I choose what to teach, I know I need to match what I know with the needs of the business school. Because only when these two match, there is a need. So, if there's a need, but it's not my strength, then to no avail. But it's not, if it's my strength, but there is no market, then there's no avail. So I have to find where my strength can match the needs. So I...
另外一面，我需要找到我所能教的和别人的需要是不是有吻合，不然的话，我懂得别人不需要就没有市场啊，别人需要的我不会也没办法教别人，所以我就盼望着我所能教的和别人要需要能够这个
相匹配。It's the same as my art job that we have to be there to add value and meet a need.Which happen to be also our strength.
就像我们在工作上也是一样，我们所摆上的需要成为这个我们要做的工作上有这个可以增加它的价值的啊，不然的话也就没有用了。
So when the business school asks me what course I want to teach, I look at their current curriculum first to find a gap.
那些这个经济学院问我愿意教什么课的时候，我先会拿到他们的课程表，看看他们所有其他的课程到底他们在教什么，他们的需要在哪里。
So I find one area that no one teaches, and which is something I can do.
我发现他们有些地方是没有人教的，同时呢，我也能够胜任。
So because there's a previous question about competition, right?
前面有问题都问到说在工作场合的竞争问题。
Competition, that means there's a lot of people in the same areas, very crowded.
啊，什么是竞争呢？竞争就是有许多很这个合格的人在同一个范围里面都很有。
都可以做。
都可以做的。
所以就会有竞争。
这就会产生竞争。
So I usually want to find things nobody wants to do.
我喜欢找到一些地方呢别人不愿意做的。
But it's needed.
但是又是有需要的。
And also something I can do and I don't mind.
另外呢我也不介意去做这些事情。
And when I do it, I focus on it, I do it very well, then become very popular, lots of people want to do it also.
当我去做的时候做得越来越好的时候大家都羡慕，而且很多人就也愿意开始做这些事了。
So then I move on to another area.
然后我就在往前走，在开辟不同的领域。
There's always so much need.
你要知道这个需要是很大的。
So I think I want to advise people that be wise. It's not right and wrong. Be wise.
我要建议弟兄姊妹们要有智慧，这不是对错，但是要有智慧。
Because our resources are finite, we have to make the most out of it, and the most finite resource is time.
我们的资源是非常非常有限的，我们最有限的资源就是时间。
So efficiently use our time if we can.Make things in two steps and never use three steps to accomplish things.
自己翻吧。
OK， 如果这件事两步就可以做到，绝对不要用三步来做。So it actually in the church life, the same thing. When we're serving, use our brain and think.How can I do it more efficiently?
好好想我们如何更有效地来做任何一件事情。
Because in the church life, there's a lot of services.
在教会生活里面有许多实际的服事。
And we always have to think, what is the most efficient way to do it? Because our time is finite. If we can use the least amount of time in this, then we can have more time to read the word or get to know the Lord.
我们需要一直在考虑怎么样把事情最有效地能够做得更好啊，这样我们才能把时间省下来，好好进入主的话。
Just give you a very simple example, fruit.
我再给你讲一个关于水果的简单的见证。
If it's in my home for home meeting, I always serve grapes.
如果在我家里聚会的话，我提供水果，我就只提供葡萄。
Because I don't need to do anything else besides washing it. And there's hardly any garbage left.
因为我提供葡萄的话，第一，我不需要做任何的东西，只要洗一洗就好了，而且大家吃了以后不会留下任何垃圾。
But if I choose,
不会留下太多垃圾。
If I choose cantaloupe or watermelon, I have to cut it, and that, and also there's a lot of garbage left, and to me those time can be saved.
如果我提供这个西瓜或者是其他的这个铁蛋子那样的水果，到最后这个切了以后会一个是花时间，另外一个吃完以后留下很多垃圾。
Strawberries the same, right? If it's in season.
如果是这个季节合适的话，草莓更好。草莓也是很好的。
So I always think, and vegetable, some vegetable doesn't need a lot of picking, cutting, and so forth. And some that, for example, asparagus.
啊，另外就是蔬菜也是一样的，有些有很多蔬菜不需要那么切切砍砍的。
So,
你比如说这个。
芦笋。
Asparagus, 芦笋
or 四季豆。
四季豆。
Then you save time versus cabbage. You have to peel each piece, have to be washed and spinach, and need to, you know, rinse it so many times.
如果是白菜，你还要一叶叶拆下来洗；如果是这个 spinach， 这个青菜的话，也要菠菜的话，也要好好洗。
So anyway, I'm always thinking, how do I save my time?
我一直做任何事情，我一直在想怎么样做得有效，能省下时间。
Because it's zero sum game.
啊，因为这个是
零和的。
So always 时间就这么多了，反正就是、
时间就那么多，
长不出来的，
长不出来的，你丢了就丢了，啊，对。这是个 lose situation.
So we need to learn in the church life to let everyone function and little everyone pick up some work.
所以我们在教会生活里面需要每一个人都尽功用，每一个人都能服侍一点点东西。
Everyone put their shoulder in.
每个人都要把肩膀摆进来。
And when you put it in, think how to do it most efficiently.
当你摆进来的时候，就要好好考虑怎么样做得更有效。
Amen. Stop.
Amen. 停下来了，因为你们看看已经五点了。感谢主。
I believe we all appreciate very much our brother and sister's visit this weekend.
我觉得我们大家都应该感觉非常高兴啊，我们弟兄姊妹这个周末的和我们的在一起。
I think one thing was very obvious from our sister's sharing this morning is that how conscious she is about the time.
你要知道从我们姊妹的交通，你就知道她对时间是何等的有感觉。
But of course, those who know me very well, you also know I'm very conscious of time.
你们知道我的人也知道我也是对时间很有感觉的。
So let me put things in perspective.
现在我要
讲一点时间的观点啊，
讲一点点时间的观念。
Our brother and sister spent three and a half hours yesterday morning, and two hours yesterday afternoon, and 3 hours this afternoon. So altogether, I think they spent about 9 hours in our Q&A.
我们弟兄姊妹们昨天早上三个半小时，下午实际上也是快三个小时。今天又是三个小时，总共加下来九个多小时在回答我们的问题。
And the only way I can describe it, I think they have poured out themselves.
我唯一所能讲的就是他们把他们自己倾倒出来了。
I mean, certainly we enjoy the times very much.
当然我们非常享受和他们在一起的时间。
But I feel it's a bit unfair if we let them come out here to pour out so much.And go back empty-handed.
我觉得这个有点不公。如果是我们让他们把他们自己都倾倒出来了，而后让他们空手而去的话，这个对他们来说也是有点不公平。
Actually, this noon at lunchtime, a brother and sister told us they enjoyed the sharing from the saints very much.
他们中午吃饭的时候告诉我们，他们对弟兄姊妹的分享非常的享受。
So I would like to suggest a few saints here that you give some very short, living to the point response so that our brother and sister can bring back as a memory for this weekend.
有一些弟兄姊妹能够站出来给一些短的 活的这一些分享和见证，让我们弟兄姊妹们呢带着美好的记忆回去。
And particularly, you know, Sister just mentioned that sensitive is about use the time efficiently.
啊，特别我们姊妹最刚才交通到啊，我们需要对如何使用时间要有感觉。
So we're not even going to put up the microphone. Why don't you just get up from where you are?
啊，你也就不要站出来了，就从你坐着的地方站起来分享就好了。
And actually, you share. I don't think that we even need to translate because they understand both.
Yeah, 甚至我们也不需要翻译了，他们都听得懂你们的翻译，中文、英文都可以。
Sister,
他们听不懂西班牙语和韩语啊。
Sister mentioned that she captures or seizes all those 5 minute moments.
我们姊妹讲到说，她利用。他很会使用许许多多五分钟的空档。
So I hope many of you will seize 1 minute moments to give some response to them.
我也盼望你们弟兄姊妹能抓住一分钟的空档，站起来有些分享。
And also, I think of, I mean, a point certainly touched me very much about our love toward the Lord.
我很被触动，就是我们需要爱神。
And both of them shared how out of their experience. No, William, we're not going to use it.
No,
we don't need to use it. And also, our brother and sister mentioned how they were helped to actually touched by the hymns, especially concerning love toward the Lord.
他们也都两个人都分享他们被这个爱主的诗歌。所摸到。
So I have picked one that we're going to sing, ask them to bring it back with them.
我也选了一首，我们一起来唱，也让他们带回去。
But before we do that, let's seize about 10 minutes or thereabouts. I hope maybe a dozen or 10 saints just share briefly what it touched you, particularly this afternoon.
在唱诗歌以前，我们盼望有十个、十二个的弟兄姊妹能站起来，花个十几分钟，能够有些分享。
Don't ask questions.
不要问问题了。
Just respond what touched you.
你就今天下午照着今天下午的分享，有些回应好了。
Let's practice what our sister suggested. Let us use our time very efficiently.
就借着我们姊妹的建议来，我们把时间充分用起来。
Somebody will stand up.
盼望你们现在要分享的就站起来了。
Good.
好
了好了好
叫爱神的人等一出
好 good 好
要快嘛太快了
他一站起来了
或怎么样
God, and God showed Moses just a tree. if I were Moses, maybe I just don't know how to apply the tree into the water, but maybe implicitly Moses did really seek to the Lord. He really knows God's desire to know how to apply the word of God into the situation. But if I make more assumptions about that, I just have a blockage or hindrance from the Lord. So the weekend I really make is, every time I come to the Lord, I should not make any assumption.
Amen.
God is the one really, really loved us, and everything was good to us.
Amen. 我很被弟兄姊妹在这里活这个神活的彰显神活着有一点非常非常摸到我就是爱神的人没有问题 因为神是一切问题的解答 感谢赞美主
Amen. I enjoyed the word hope and that was she started well our sister started with that this is my first meeting so I wasn't able yesterday to come so I really had to fight for this time I had to choose between babysitting my grandson or coming and staying in the meeting so praise the Lord I was able to stay but hope is something that things you hope for and after you get it there's no more hope but I really enjoy it we got a living hope this hope never ends this hope is always with us
Amen. 我很享受对那个神不爱我们这个问题的解答那姊妹说如果神不爱我们我们觉得神不爱我们那是因为我们出了问题因为啊是神叫万有相互效力叫爱神的人得益处然后呢姊妹又回答说我们觉得我们有的时候爱一个人但那个人不爱我们的时候啊我们都幻想那个人爱我们但是实际的情况啊是神也爱我们 那我们如果觉得不爱他不爱我们了是我们出了问题那还有一面啊就是说那好像父母管教孩子如果神没有把我们想要的给我们那也是出于神的爱那我领略了这个姊妹逻辑的一面然后啊弟兄又来加强又来说啊这个大卫在写那首诗的时候环境不好的时候但是他也学会赞美神来感谢神那样就帮助我们把那个苦水变甜 而且这样多年之后相约翰在回忆他的时候他可以说他自己是一个蒙主爱的一个门徒那今天不只领略了这个问题的解答而且我们看到这个一对夫妻在这里啊就一同来承受这生命之恩把这个问题阐释了姊妹的逻辑还有弟兄在情感上那个加强而且我们看到当弟兄回答的时候姊妹
In the past quite a few months. In the past few months, we have been using the term practicable visions. 可实行的意象. And from this whole weekend, it's almost 48 hours. Brother and sister pour them out, pour themselves out. But it's still focusing on the central line. At the beginning, our brother opened up the fellowship. In the Bible, there's a central line. There's a Christ and the church. The consummation, of course, is New Jerusalem. That's the consummation of the building up of the triune God into tripartite man. In between, it is the love and the life.
Amen.
So the consummation again is a life and a building, the mutual abode. If you see all the testimonies, all the applicable points, or we say the practicable views, is all focusing on the application of this central line and also the love, life for the building up of the triune God with the tripartite man. So the whole weekend, you may enjoy a lot of those practical points, but don't miss the aim. The aim is his purpose and the person of Christ and his person and his work. For all these fellowships, our brother and sister, bring us back to the person and the purpose of that person.
Amen.
If we deviate from all these focal points, no matter how enjoyable the fellowship is or are, we will miss the aim and we will be disoriented again. So yesterday, one key word is the orientation. The goal and orientation.
Amen.
So all the testimony, all their experience, and all their sharing, you can see is still on the central line, is aiming for the further mingling and the mutual abode building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
The triune God went through all the processes, is becoming experienceable, and the vision provided to us is practicable. So in the church life today, in our daily life, even in our marriage, in our job, in raising up a family, in doing a business, in dealing with others, everything, we need to focus on this central line and apply this person who is the tree.
Amen.
The tree is a person.
Amen.
The tree is a Christ himself.
Amen.
So he is the central figure in all these fellowships.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, they pour themselves out. Just like Paul mentioned to the Philippians, he pour themselves out. And to the Corinthians, he is willing to be spent and being spent to the saints for the purpose of building up, for building up the saints and perfecting the saints. So brothers and sisters, we heard so much. And we had the recordings. It's going to be posted on the website, in the church website, and it's going to be on a live stream, all recorded there. So hope you can introduce these fellowships to the saints around you, and also introduce them to the websites. And all these messages, not only treasure flowing out of them, should become treasures to the church life in the New York City.
Amen.
And also, not stop here. We need to practice
Amen.
The fellowship.
Amen.
Because the vision we receive is practicable.
Amen.
So we need to practice all the visions we have received.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we hope they will have become regular visitors
Amen.
Of the church in New York City.
Amen.
You, amen.
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 Thank you. said to sing the Chinese one.
Amen. 讲几句，所以需要英文翻的，你们旁边给他翻一下。就是弟兄姊妹会在新泽西后面两周啊，一直到7月31号，他们会在新泽西啊，也为他们的身体祷告。啊，因为7月27号到这个7月31号会有这个华语学生成全训练，然后呢，7月31号到8月2号啊，又会有这个在职的啊训练。所以我们是盼望纽约市召会，如果弟兄姊妹们，你如果没有来得及报名，我们还是盼望最起码你能够在周末呀，能过去把这一周的训练，那个周末是有些总结啊。如果周中上班，还是盼望你们能够过来。如果有需要接待的话，临时告诉我们也没有问题啊。那边啊，我会在那边服侍，所以到时候可以安排你们。所以还是鼓励弟兄姊妹能够为这个训练祷告。啊，到现在这个青年人报名已超过500。啊，已经超过500，所以这个周中都是400多人，每天400多人，从周一到周五，所以要为我们祷告。啊，另外这个我知道纽约市召会许多弟兄姊妹也会配合我们接机，因为在 GFK 和这个 LaGuardia 会有很多弟兄。